I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Well, you do you, boo-boo.
All right.
It's all good.
All right.
Looks like ladies found a new target.
Okay, McConaughey.
Lady, come here. I'll love you. Christy doesn't love you anymore.
I don't love you today because you left me the other day.
But Baloo's in your way, I see.
That's the problem. Baloo's always in the damn way.
God damn it.
So welcome to Mamas and Mala.
Hello.
No.
Get off the couch, lady.
Sorry.
Oh. She's not allowed on the couch.
I'm sorry.
She breaks the rules by being on people, but she's not allowed on the actual
but she
couch.
Looks like a dingo. She's so cute.
That's gonna fall.
Okay. You guys, either one of you want to take her home? Because I'm willing to let her go.
If I had, like...
For a very reasonable price of $3.99.
I like that. That was funny. That was cute.
You can take her home. Anyways, hi.
Stephanie's distracted.
Okay. I am Vanessa.
I'm Christy.
The lady legit just knocked the microphone out of my hand.
She's like, no, bitch, pet me. Ain't nobody got time to talk into a microphone.
They
pet me.
They get tangled in cord.
Yeah, the last thing we need is for the mixer to fall on the floor.
Yeah.
Neri will get angry. Yeah.
Oh, I'm Stephanie. Oh, I just pulled a feather out of your pillow.
It's fine.
I thought it was dog hair.
They've been shedding. They shed feathers every season.
No, I know. Okay. I have down pillows and they shed all the time.
Neri hates them.
I'm very fancy and I have down
pillows. And that makes me like them even more.
I love down pillows. I love down. My growing up, my cousin that lives in D.C., my cousin Alex. Hey, Alex. She had a down mattress and it was the greatest.
That's amazing.
That sounds very,
it was a mattress topper, I want to say. I don't think it was an actual whole mattress.
That still feels amazing.
But it was the best. It was. Like, to this day that I have a Tempur-Pedic topper now, it is, to this day, been my favorite mattress I've ever slept on, ever.
It sounds like very pillowy.
Yeah, that was the point. Yeah, like sleeping on a giant pillow.
I like that idea.
So if you're not a firm mattress person, you probably, I mean, if you are a firm mattress person, I'm not a firm mattress person, which I apparently is, like, better for your back is to sleep on a firm mattress. But
yeah.
And I have really bad
but there's
back.
But there's just something
but
about snuggling into a soft, cozy mattress.
I can't.
So this is how we're opening the episode, talking about mattresses. Great.
I know. We're such adults. Oh, how boring. God, 10 years ago, this conversation would have been way different.
Well, just like that meme that's like, the new sponge in the sink brightened my day. Being an adult sucks.
Guys, I get excited about going to IKEA, dude. Like, come on.
I have been thinking about
I have to go to IKEA. I need a few things. You want to go?
Let's do it.
Actually, I need to go to IKEA.
Mama's field trip.
I need to go to camp to buy a new puppy.
We can like podcast from the food court.
Yes, that would be so much fun.
Oh my god, I want sushi.
I feel bad. I took Sophie the other day so she can play in like their little play area and it was closed.
Oh.
And she was like,
what's the age limit? They can't leave them in there till they're three, right?
It's actually, I think it's a height limit.
Oh, is it height?
I think it's height, and I think they have to be potty trained, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, they do have to be potty trained. You're right.
But so I took her because I'm like, oh, I have to go return some stuff. So I'll just take her with me, dump her in the play area for like 20 minutes. I'll go return the stuff that I need to return. And then I'll wander and I'll go get her. It was closed and I felt awful.
And I remember, I know that IKEA wasn't in South Florida until like the last 10 years.
Mic to face, please.
Sorry. I know that IKEA wasn't. It was very aggressive.
Yes. I was like, can't hear you.
So the IKEA has not been in South Florida for that long, but when IKEA. Since we used to travel a lot, we used to like go to the IKEAs in like DC. Like I said, my cousin lives in DC and we have family in Jersey, so we would go to like the DC IKEA, like the Newark IKEA or whatever.
Tell me more.
I remember going, like my parents leaving us in the little play area, which apparently now they limit you. They didn't used to, or maybe they did and it felt like forever, but I remember feeling like we were left there for like 12 hours. It's probably,
I have been here all day.
It was probably like 20 minutes, but anyway.
But yeah, it kind of feels like, I remember feeling like when my mom would let me wander around the store by myself, I'd be like public, not wander around the store, but like go to Publix. Like she would send me to another aisle while she was waiting at the deli. I'm like, I am a big person.
I'm a grown up.
I'm going to pick my cereal. Me walking to get my cereal.
Can you Snapchat? Why did you do that? Why was I not on Snapchat there?
Because she was enjoying the shoulder shimmy.
Vanessa, can you walk through Publix again, at least?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh. Look at me. I'm going to get my cereal. I'm a big person.
If you do not follow Mama Cimarlo.
Are you saving these? Like, you need to save them.
I need to save some
save
of them.
Our memories. These are our memories.
Yeah, I need to say yes.
Memories. Oh, Jesus. Okay, before we get into
like,
you know, Broadway.
This isn't Broadway.
Whatever, stop singing.
No, I can do that one though. Midnight. Not a sound on the pavement. Okay, that was bad.
Chrissy, can you hit her? You're closer.
No, man, she scares me.
So we're going to talk about the wine real quick. Today we are drinking I don't know if I'm going to call it a listener recommendation, but it is a recommendation from...
It's a papa recommendation.
It's a papa recommendation. Papa Cianci, my dad, recommended a wine. He told me today when I told him that I bought it. He was like, oh, you're finally drinking a good wine. And I'm like...
Get your crappy golden Oreos out of my way.
She listens so wonderfully.
What did you say?
Nothing. We're drinking.
Guys, I'm two drinks ahead of you, okay? So
this is going to be one of those episodes where she interrupts us the entire 2.5 hours.
Sorry, go on. Well, look, this Oreo is backwards. Snapchat the backwards Oreo.
So while we're Snapchatting a backwards Oreo, today we're drinking Herederos del Marqués de Riscal. It is a Rioja de España.
Españoles.
From Spain.
I just like saying España.
Yeah, it's really fun. España. Oh, I'm sure it's Marqués.
Marqués de España?
Marqués. Marqués. Marqués de Riscal.
You should be in one of those movies.
¿Sí o no? ¿Sí?
¿Sí? In that movie, like Woman on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown.
Which movie?
Had you guys
it's
gotten...
It's called Woman on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. That's all they speak the entire movie. It's where Antonio Banderas started. Like his first movie.
Had you guys gotten here 2 hours earlier, you would have seen A Woman on the Edge of a Nervous Breakdown. Starring Vanessa Sines. So we're drinking a Marqués de Riscal. It is a little bit more expensive than we normally go. And I completely understand why. Because at first taste... We have all agreed that it is actually very good wine.
I feel fancy.
Yes. So thanks, Dad, for helping us feel fancy tonight. Pairing well with our Oreos.
And my IKEA cookies.
And IKEA cookies. So that
adult
is...
Adult so hard.
So, yeah. So that is our wine of the night. Marqués de Riscal. So does anybody have anything? What do we want to talk about? Again, what's going on?
I have
on?
A ton of stuff. So.
I keep grabbing frickin' Stephanie's phone.
Well, let's start off with a little fun story.
Okay.
Today is Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Finnair, which is, I guess, the
Finnish. Oh, I saw that. That was really funny.
The Finland, Finnish, whatever, mm-hmm. airways had a flight from Copenhagen, Denmark to Helsinki, Finland.
Helsinki,
that one. Whatever, I had two margaritas at dinner.
That's horribly. Title.
I had two margaritas at dinner.
The flight number was flight 666.
No gracias.
And the airport code for Helsinki. The city for Helsinki is HEL.
Nice.
On Friday the 13th. So.
No gracias.
Thankfully.
Somebody that shared it, they're like, no thanks, I'll walk.
Thankfully, the flight is only an hour and a half and everybody made it safely and they got there without incident. But I just thought that was a fun story.
It's fun. But very that's fun coincidence.
Like, you know, and.
Like, I'm not really superstitious.
I try not. No, what is it?
I'm a little justitious.
That was the best thing I read
today.
I
love Michael Scott.
How, that was me.
Yes. I was like, how superstitious are you? I'm not really superstitious. I'm feeling a little stitious. I was like, genius.
The Office is amazing. The Office. It's amazing.
Okay, lady, seriously, I need to get around you. Thank you.
Why are you so needy?
Today you're really needy.
Pervert, you're a thirsty bitch. Mm.
Well, always.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's like she's in rare form today.
Yeah, she's just like looking at me.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And it's a full moon.
Oh, the moon was gorgeous last night.
I actually Snapchatted the moon today on the way here because I was like, that's the moon. That's perfect circle.
The moon was so bright last night when we were driving home from my mother-in-law's house that Sophie was looking at it and she was like, Mom, what's that light? With like the shadowy stuff in front of it, and I'm like, baby, that's the moon, and those are clouds.
Clouds?
And she was like, but they're black, and I go, yeah, baby, because there's no light. I'm like, at nighttime, there's no light, so the clouds look dark, and she's like, oh, and in the daytime, they look white, and I go, yeah, baby, because there's light, so you know, they look white, and she's like, oh, and then the sky turns blue by itself, and I'm like, sure, like, I'm too tired to get into why the sky is blue with you.
I am not looking forward to, like, actually having to explain things.
It's kind of fun, though, trying to figure out how to explain things in a child-friendly manner. Like we watched Moana recently, and so she asks me all the time, because we have been listening to the soundtrack nonstop for a month now. So she asked me, Mommy, why does Maui leave Moana on her boat? Why does he just go away? And I go, because
spoiler alert.
Well, he goes and comes back a few times. It's not really a huge spoiler.
Plot point.
It's not a plot point at all. So I'm like, well, Mommy, he's really selfish. And so that's why he leaves, because he feels it's better for him to leave because he's selfish. Mommy, what's selfish?
Ooh.
So I'm like, well, that means when you care more about yourself than anybody else. That's what selfish means. And she's like, oh, she's like, yeah, Maui's selfish. And so she's like learning these new words. And recently I told her, hey, I forgot what she did. And I was like, you can't do that. That's rude. Don't be rude. And it's really like one of the first times I've ever used the word rude with her. So now every time Oliver does something mean, Mommy, he's being rude. I was like, yes, baby. Yes, he's being rude, but he's also two. So like, he's going to be rude for a while.
He gets a little bit of a pass.
Just a little bit. And that's another one that's difficult. Like when she does something and she gets in trouble.
See if it charges.
Like she does something and then I get mad at her. And then Oliver goes and does the same thing. And I kind of let him slide. Because for a 2-year-old, it's not a big deal. But if a 5-year-old does it, it is a big deal. So she's like, but Oliver did this. And I'm like, but Oliver's a baby. Like and I know that. This is why older sisters hate their little brothers. But like,
you are exactly why I'm always mad at my mom.
I know,
and why I'm mad at my mom for spending $20 more on my brother's Christmas present than on mine.
Hashtag
petty spaghetti.
So, yeah, I don't. I can't, like, it's hard, man. You guys don't have a second kid, so it's hard. Like, I'm trying to get her.
No, but I have a little brother.
Yes, I know, but you didn't have to raise him. Your mom raised you and him. So it's hard. I'm, like, trying to explain to her, but he doesn't understand this yet because he's only two, and that's why I didn't get mad at him. But when you do something, then, like, Oliver's new thing now is he likes to fill a cup more than halfway full with water. He takes a sip and a half, and then he likes to pour it in the drain. And he will do this, like, in a cycle, and he won't stop until you stop him. Like, he pours out the water, goes and gets more water, takes two sips, and pours out the rest of the water to then refill the cup and do it again and again and again. I actually have video of him doing that at the school at the water fountain. He fills his little cup at the water fountain, takes two sips, pours the water back into the water fountain, and then fills it again. So, but when he pours the water in the sink, sometimes he misses and it, like, spills all over the kitchen. So I don't get mad at him because he's two. But when Sophie does that and she spills all over the kitchen, it's because she's not paying attention. So then I get mad at her. And it's, I know it's not fair.
So unfair.
I know that she sees it as unfair.
Yeah, but
she doesn't. Now I'm struggling with explaining to her that he's a baby. And I always feel bad saying he's a baby or he's little, because I know in her head she's like, so? But
yeah, because she doesn't get he's two.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't, like,
she doesn't understand that yet. But I always try to tell him, like, mommy, he's little. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand. He's still learning. We need to show him. You need to show him. You need to show him how to behave. And so sometimes she'll try to show him, but then he's also kind of a douche and he doesn't let her do anything for him. So there's that. Well, that's a fun struggle.
Real fun.
Oh, I see what you mean by participation award now.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay.
When I read things and just say one word.
Yeah, because people are stupid.
Mm-hmm. I almost did that today when I posted Sophie's picture. That I was like, oh, she got student of the week. I almost hashtagged it, not a participation award.
That's my hashtag.
I know. That's why I wanted to use it, and then I forgot.
It's okay. You can use my hashtag.
I figured you wouldn't mind.
No, I don't mind. Okay. So, hold on. Let me go back to my...
Oh, so Sophie got student of the week?
Yes, she did.
I'm very proud of my girl.
That's awesome.
Well, what?
Yay, Sophie.
Woo! Was at a restaurant. I told you. It's still in there.
No, I'm not ashamed of my woo girl. No,
not yours, mine.
I love my woo girl. She's fun.
My inner woo girl is there. She's more of an inner sorority girl. She's...
Well, and sorority kind of girls are woo girls.
Exactly. That's why.
I just wasn't in a sorority. I probably would have been had I gone to FIU.
Yeah, I would have been too.
Yeah, that's why. Like, she's in there. She's, you know...
I went to Catholic school that didn't allow sororities, but...
Yeah,
I probably would have.
I went to a community college.
There's nothing wrong with community
college. I know, but they didn't have.
They don't have. Not many. Well now they do.
It's because it's a college.
Do they really know?
There's like two.
Oh.
I know they had like the...
They have two.
They had like the math ones, like the...
No.
The academic ones.
I know for sure there's one sorority at FIU that has a chapter at Miami-Dade. I believe it still might be there. But we're talking years ago that I was actually like...
This pen doesn't really write involved. On my skin.
Why are you trying to write on your
because
skin?
Because I'm still in high school and I like to write on myself.
She always did that shit. And I never understood people that wrote on themselves. I was never into it. I'm like, this is dirty. Why are people doing this? It looks weird. And you...
In high school, I was bored and now it's just become a habit.
And you always had shit written all over yourself.
People would write on me.
That's true.
Just because?
No.
Was it important?
No.
The only time I would ride on myself is when I would wear like skirts, and we had like... Did you ever have? I think did you have Dudley for English like junior year? So she would have these like really... I'm sorry if she's listening to this. Probably not, but whatever.
Bleep it.
No, I don't have to.
So she's about to say how she cheated.
Yeah.
Well, it's not,
I'm pretty sure.
That 12 years later they're not going to go back and be like, well, let's go and take all her quizzes and be like...
Well, she had these like really killer vocabulary tests where the vocabulary words or list of words was like 50 words, and it was like 25 questions, so anything was like up for grabs. So I would have like the word all on my thighs, and I would have like the one word definition,
and the word, like the word and then hyphen and then like the one word, like one or two word, like little phrase or whatever. And I would just like,
you were a walking cheat sheet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. I wasn't a big cheater. I wasn't one of these like assholes that got by on, like that got through school by cheating. But that one class was really, like,
I did that
really, really hard.
I did that for Spanish because for like 2 years I coasted because I test really bad. Like, I get nervous taking tests. So my placement tests are always like below where I probably should be. So I, when I took the placement test for Spanish, I messed it up and they put me in Spanish for non-Spanish speakers.
Oh, wow.
And I'm clearly very fluent in Spanish. Like, my first language is Spanish. And like, I know it. I can read it. I can write it. I, you know, like, it's my first language. So I'm in Spanish for non-Spanish speakers. And then I got Galarza.
Oh, wow.
And I would correct her. Like, also, I don't think that's correct. I think you should say it, whatever, whatever. So then she caught on to the fact that I could speak Spanish.
And they moved you up.
And they moved me up in junior year. So then, like, the tests were, like, you have to put the accent marks in the right place. And, like, the accent marks, I don't know the accent
marks. Right.
I know, like, the ñ, I know where the mm-hmm. one with the squiggle goes. But accent marks, I still don't know where accent marks right. go. So I would write them out and be like, this is where the accents are. But I did that.
I'm telling you, I wasn't a big cheater because I hated people, like, I don't want to call anybody out, but
don't call
there's
anybody
one
out.
In specifically that I have in mind that he was in always all these honors classes and he was always in all these honors classes and I'm like, man, like I guess because I had a bunch of honors and AP classes also. So I guess that it was like,
again, I test bad. So I didn't.
It was rare. It wasn't like those classes were usually very like female heavy because it's not a lot of guys test into honors and AP. And this guy was in all of them. And like, I was like, man, this guy's got to be pretty smart. Like, would look around and there was like for every, it was maybe like a 2-5 ratio or something like that. And then I just started.
I think our whole school was like that. Our school was very female heavy.
Yeah, but then right, because it was all the people that couldn't get into Lourdes, so whatever. And St. Brendan didn't have any more space, so it's basically what it was. Am I wrong?
No.
Okay.
This is so funny to me.
welcome to the Catholic schoolgirl world.
Yeah. So.
Be title too.
Yeah, but then people are gonna get the wrong impression about that.
Catholic schoolgirl confidential. I think that's a porn.
Pretty sure that's a porn. But anyway, and then I started noticing little by little, I'm like, no, this fucker's just cheating. Like, he's copying his girlfriend's homework and he's doing this and like he's like just he's
a
just,
lot of the times though with me anyway, like I would start making a cheat sheet.
You would get really annoyed with it.
No, not you, even but that. Like,
other people.
Like, I would make the cheat sheet and then I would get to the test. I'm like, wait, I remember that. From like making the cheat sheet and then I would never look at it.
Right.
Because it was like
you
cramming.
You studied?
Yeah, but it was pretty
you
much.
You did what you were actually supposed to do. But and I the was cheat sheet was just like a backup.
There you go. No,
she was trying to cheat, but
you couldn't cheat correctly.
I actually learned.
You couldn't cheat. Actually learned. Jesus, the dogs are trying to kill each other.
No, that's just how they play. They're fucking dicks. I can't stand
you're
these
fucking stuff. Animals.
Why do they have to be such fucking animals?
Hey! Stop it.
Whoa.
No, Mom.
So wait, question.
She's like the instigator.
Did
too.
Dave and you went to high school together?
No. I went to high school with...
He went to the school where he works
yeah.
now.
Oh, okay, so you didn't meet it, but you met in high school.
Yeah, no, we met in middle school.
Okay.
We both went to the school where Link goes now.
I knew that.
Yes.
But I didn't know if you went to the same
high school.
And
then the high school that we went to, which I don't care about talking about that one. Fuck that. Fuck whatever.
We have no ties to that one.
No, we have no ties to that one.
It's not like your livelihood depends on us not talking about where your husband works.
No, yeah, we didn't need to talk about the school. I just wasn't sure if
but
he that's was in the school.
No, I went to that school with his sister.
Oh, okay.
No, and we like carpooled. So
I was just intrigued to know if like the cheat sheet on your leg was just for you, or if like Dave
his parents wanted him to go his parents wanted him to go to the high school where I went, and he didn't want to. He wanted to go to where he works now. Like he would, that's where he wanted to go. And like he was like, on the off chance that I get rejected, which at that time that school really didn't reject people.
No, they were accepting everybody.
Yeah,
because they were a brand new school. We were the third graduating class of our school,
right? So he was like, on the off chance that I get rejected from where I actually want to go, then I'll go there. But like, it didn't happen. So
I was more interested in the fact of like Dave being like, hey Steph, come here.
No, but I would go to his house after school and have like,
oh yeah,
I would. Well, but then no, because then hold on, I had cheer practice after school and I had to wear like really short skirts, so I had to sit there in the bathroom and like scrub off.
See, this is why we didn't know about baby wipes back in high school, but had we had baby wipes, they would have come off. Like,
yeah,
because that, no problem.
that stupid fucking like industrial strength hand soap that they give you, like they put in public bathrooms, or like
off. It does nothing.
So if you asked the cheer coach in Steph's high school, she had rosacea of the thigh.
Just on the thigh.
Well, the cheer, just the part our cheer coach, covered our by cheer the coach was Patty's sister, so she didn't really care. Oh,
shit. She'd be like, girl, what class was that for?
Annie wouldn't have given a shit.
Oh, she would be fun to have on.
She would be fun. We should have her on. We have her and Patty on the same episode.
Oh, we wouldn't say a word. We would not get a word in. Mm-mm.
I'm amused. I'm very amused. In my head, there was a whole story. It's just this whole thing that's happened.
We can write the story if you want, but it's not really how it happened. Based on events.
A novel by.
but we can. But we can.
Based on the novel, Push Myself. And we're done.
And we're all broken.
And I don't think you even got the words out. I tried really hard to do it.
I couldn't remember the words. I was like,
I was trying to remember
push.
Also, and I was like, no, it's based on a novel, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. That's what it is.
Yes.
What the fuck title? Who names? How did that become a title?
That's like, precious.
I know, but like, oh. How does that pass but through? Like, how many people in the production?
No, because it's
staff?
Like the
it's
thing that
an,
you see.
It's an adapted screenplay.
Yeah, but it's like the thing you see. Like, you'll see Braveheart. Every man dies. Not every man really lives. Like,
it's like the, it was like the tagline.
No, but that was the title. Like. It, when it was
that's
nominated
just like that,
for stuff.
Yeah, that's yes. Just like that Birdman movie like last
yes.
Year.
Yes, Birdman it had was, the longest title in
it
the
was
world.
Like Birdman and then parentheses like a whole fucking other sentence. I don't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. But it was like a whole fucking a other whole sentence paragraph. Behind it.
Yeah, but that one like was like, how do you like pass through all these things? I'm like, you know what?
Like somebody had to have been like, excuse me.
And yes. Then every time it was fucking nominated for something that year in the yes, Oscars, it was like Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. Like, Jesus.
We get it.
Yeah, and like that was
we know it's from a book. Thank you.
Next.
That was a full-on title. And I remember like wondering, how did that pass by screeners? Like,
I don't know. Maybe they had to for like legal reasons or
I
something.
I guess, but
I don't
most
know.
Of the time
maybe
you
it
see,
was in her contract.
Stop writing on yourself.
Bite me.
Nice. But like you see like, okay, there's books that people base tons of stuff on. And they
usually just based on a novel
in the credits,
yeah. And it's usually when the book title and the movie title are the same,
I guess.
Because a lot of times, sometimes.
But why didn't they just call the movie Push then?
Because I think
Push sounds weird.
That yeah, I think that year or the year before there was another movie called Push that had nothing to do with anything.
I think I'm thinking of Blow, but
no, Blow is totally different.
No, but yes, there is a movie called Push. But
I want to say it's with Chris Evans and Dakota Fanning.
You're good. That is exactly who's in it.
All that useless knowledge.
You're welcome.
Is that sci-fi?
Yeah, there were like
thriller.
Weird superhero yes. Power. Yeah.
2009.
But that was the same year as Precious, if I'm not
Precious
mistaken.
Precious is 2009.
Thank you.
Not
suck on that.
Bad.
So smart.
Thank you. So my brain is a wealth of useless trivia. I'm really good at trivia, so if anybody ever wants to play trivia with me, I'm really good.
But yes, you're correct. I'm very.
I
blessed.
Know really random shit. I'd be really good at Jeopardy, but whatever.
Oh. I think I would be really good at Wheel of Fortune or Family Feud.
Well, you watch a lot of Family Feud.
I love Family
I'd be really.
Feud. Especially with Steve Harvey, but I love Family Feud.
I think I would be really good at just a trivia in general, not like Jeopardy. I don't remember a lot of stuff from school.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, but I do.
Like, I need I to do. Be, like, pop. Like,
I have a really good memory, so I remember a lot of shit.
Well, my biggest
I
issue...
I remember that Push and fucking Precious yeah, came out the same year.
Yeah, like, my biggest issue with, like, Jeopardy...
based on the novel Push by Simpson.
Is like, I'll watch Jeopardy. I love Jeopardy.
The episode should be called Push.
I think we could sue.
I think we could sue for that.
Based on the novel Push by Sapphire? Yeah, come on. Oh, so
that could be our subtitle.
Like, whatever the title, based on the novel.
I had, I had two margaritas at dinner.
Based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
But no, it'll be by Stephanie.
That's just enough of a change to not get a
exactly.
Agreed.
But like, I'll watch Jeopardy, and like, I can answer most of the like a lot of questions on Jeopardy because I do, but I have like a slow read, so I can't watch Jeopardy with Jeff. So we're watching Jeopardy, and even before Alex Trebek finishes reading the question or the answer, technically, like Jeff already have his answer, and I'm like,
yeah,
you're cheating. You no, have to wait
I just
until
read fast.
Yes, but like even the people
yeah, like they don't have to say the question, do they?
Yeah, but they have to wait for Alex Trebek to read the statement.
They have to wait for him to finish before they can buzz.
Before they can buzz. But Jeff will like
just like shouts out the answer.
He'll shout out the answer before Alex Trebek finishes like saying it.
Like the that scene in She's All That where they're cleaning the house and the dad is shouting the Jeopardy answers.
I'm telling you.
Do you know who's in that movie that I...
She's All That?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are in that movie. But who I recently discovered... So when we were first started watching the first season of Daredevil, I was like, okay, where do I know this guy from? Not Charlie Cox. The other guy. The guy who plays Foggy. And I was like, where the fuck do I know this guy from? Because I've seen him before and I couldn't figure it out. And he's from fucking She's All That. He's Lainey's best friend.
Yeah.
I didn't put two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that I wasn't 27 years old when She's All That came out, Chrissy.
No, but he was also and I did watch it even at 27. It's okay. Bitch. I'm okay with that.
How old were you when that movie came out?
I don't know. I'm going to go look that up right now.
I think it was 97.
Jeez.
I was in fifth
grade. All That
I think it was
came out in 99.
Oh, it was close.
So I was born in 78.
So you were 19.
19.
Jesus.
I wasn't far off.
But I was in 27.
I was going to go older, but whatever. Hey, the other day they said that you were around when the invention of newspapers. Okay.
Assholes. And I don't know why I put up with these people. I married one of them. I don't know why I put up with the other one.
I don't know why you put up with them either. You really don't have to. I have to. You don't.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not sure.
Me neither.
But he was also, before he was in She's All That, he was from the Mighty Ducks.
I no,
which is one of like my favorite things of like
no
like, there's no the Mighty Ducks like is like,
I believe you me, but
yeah,
no
yeah, yeah. Yeah no like to me like
Mighty, I get like stop talking
yeah, yeah no like Mighty Ducks to is. Me because he was Fulton from the Mighty Ducks
sure
like the old yes Fulton Reed the like older one that like the big one that like
mm-hmm.
is like the super like Bash Brother
sure. Yeah
why not
the Slapshot one
sure. Yes exactly yeah. Exactly those words
I know
I'm like.
See, I know things too.
You know things.
I know things too.
You know things. You're very smart.
It's smart.
Speaking, I'll do some geek. Like throw in. Did you guys see the MT Geekmore posted it to the picture of the of the defense. The oh god,
the defenders.
Defenders of Luke Cage and Jessica Jones yes. and Iron Fist. And,
no, I did not.
The boys posted it. It looks fucking badass. Because I'm actually excited for
Luke
Iron
Cage
Fist.
Is all I care, isn't it? That's all
I'm
I need
excited
to know.
For Iron Fist.
Well, there's... because hold on, but Daredevil's hot too, so whatever.
He's hot.
He's hot in a blind guy kind of.
I wasn't gonna.
Can I spice it up a little bit for you?
Sure.
He's British.
Ah, see, eso es.
That's what it is.
Eso es.
That I know that he's. I know behind the glasses.
But see, the guy that's going to be Iron Fist...
That's Loras from Game of Thrones.
Oh, see, I don't remember. I don't watch... I read the books. I don't watch the
You
the
need to
show.
Watch the show.
You need to watch Game of Thrones.
The yeah. Books... Oh, God, looks good in that. Sorry, I'm
Luke
looking
Cage
at the picture right now.
See? Look at him. Break me off a piece of that.
Mm, that is yummy chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to promote some charity right now. Anyone who is interested in donating some money to a good cause Idris Elba.
Oh yeah, Idris Elba apparently is auctioning off, or he's doing an amaze contest for a date for Valentine's Day.
You can, and I think, and you,
what's
buy
the
like,
minimum purchase?
I'm looking it up right now, hold on.
Because I'll spend $10 to try to get a date with Idris Elba. That yes. guy is
yes. You understand? It was funny because we were in at the house and we're sitting in bed. Like Nathan, either Nathan was asleep or he was about to fall asleep, and we're. The TV's on and God. Jeff's about to go take a shower. And all of a sudden, like, Idris Elba comes on the TV. He goes, would you like to date me?
Yes.
Oh. And he goes, but really, you do have a chance. And I just, the words that came out of my mouth, babe, divorce. And he goes, why? Best part about it, there wasn't much of a flinch. It was just a question. Why? I go, can get a date with Idris Elba for real. Done.
Yeah, I don't think Dave would argue with me if I
he understood. It yeah. was basically I'm kind of sure at that moment Jeff was also like,
he's like, how do I get this date?
I'm in too.
Christy, what do these look like to you?
They're cactuses, but
they look like penis-y. Giant penises. Yeah,
they're cactusy, but they're like, well, she's looking at a picture of a pattern.
I'm looking at leggings. I'm not even going to lie. I'm looking at LuLaRoe leggings.
On Omaze, it says, lucky you. You enter your email and you get 10 chances to win. Basically, I don't even think you have to like...
What?
Apparently, so it's just free? It's free. Oh, no. Okay. So you get... Entering your email gets you 10 entries. Donating $10 gets you 100 entries.
I'll donate $10.
Donating $25 gets you 250. $500 entries is $50, and so on and so forth.
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
Well,
$10.
I'm sure somebody got time for that one.
I'm sure somebody's got a lot of time. But
We're gonna promote some.
You're not gonna sleep with him on this date, though. Like, he's just taking you to dinner. Like, it's not even a date.
I'm just gonna have him talk to me. Like, for real. It's
like,
just...
can you leave my outgoing message on my phone?
Yeah. Like...
if ever I meet famous people, I ask for that.
Yeah. But
now we need to start asking them to like, hey, this is blah blah blah. And you're listening to Mamas and Merlot,
right?
Yeah. It's on Omaze, Omaze, and it's actually a pretty decent cause for us to promote a little bit. We Can Lead envisions a world where every girl receives a quality education.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm down with that.
You're basically,
it's only $10 for that.
Yeah. So you're it's
and we're not getting paid to do this.
No. We have no affiliation. We just think that everyone should want a date with Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
Not that every girl should get an education.
That too.
Oh, that too.
That we should get a date with Idris Elba.
Yep.
But anyway.
But I have to read the what you get.
Okay, what do you get?
So, be Idris Elba's Valentine. You and a friend will.
You and a friend?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, then I would have to pick between one of you. Hunger Games. Battle Royale.
So, can we, like, maybe we could just alternate. Like, okay, drinks. Okay, it's one. And then, okay, so appetizers. Okay, we switch. And then main course, we switch back. And then dessert, we switch again.
I think that works in my book.
We just rotate.
And we have some airline miles. We can make this work. So join Idris Elba for some quality time over the most delicious meal
of
your life.
Are we flying? Are they flying me out somewhere?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it says join him for the most delicious meal of your life.
Delicious.
Like, this is the words that I'm reading.
Delicious.
So like, you get flown out and put up in a 4-star hotel.
Where? To LA or London?
I guess it depends where he's at the time.
Oh my God.
But listen to this one. This is my favorite. Feel all the feelings that go along with being Idris's Valentine.
Feel like his dick? All the feelings.
It won't actually be Valentine's Day, but Idris will make you feel like it is. I am not even.
Isn't that your birthday?
It is my birthday.
Happy birthday,
like,
Christy.
This is like the best written thing
that's
ever.
Amazing. That's amazing.
It's basically like a 976,
like a 900.
900 number, like one of those, like, call for a good time. Like, that's what I just read. The fact that it says it won't actually be Valentine's Day, but Idris Elba will make you feel like it is.
That's funny.
But it's great.
I'm apparently approved to get a divorce in case anything happens.
Nothing would be... No, you just put them on your list. That's all you have to do.
This is true. You don't even have to end your marriage.
No.
Because my list is fluid.
I so don't is have mine. A, mine is my I changes have, frequently.
I don't have a laminated.
No, I do not have a laminated list.
There is no. You like that? Tell me you like that.
No, there is no lamination with you guys. List.
I like that.
I'm hanging around
high
enough
five,
time.
High five.
Well, 15. Since we're on the, I had a different one, but since we're on the topic of sexy chocolate, you want to do a kill Mary fuck?
Sure.
Is there a sexy chocolate kill Mary fuck?
I invented one.
Right now?
I just invented one. Because I was going to do a different one, but we could do a sexy chocolate version.
Okay.
We could do Mike Coulter. We could do Idris Elba and Taye Diggs. Go.
Ooh. Taye Diggs is yummy.
I know.
Okay, so Idris. Maybe we can spell it right.
Okay, so Luke Cage.
Mm hmm.
Luther. So,
I haven't seen that. Is that
it's so good. So good. Idris Elba. And who's the last one?
Taye Diggs.
Oh, Taye.
What was...
Stella got her groove
what
back
was Taye? The first name?
But I mean, even Taye now is hot.
Well, forget about that. That's Benny.
That's Benny.
That's the original
that
Benny
I could be
from
Eskimo
Rent.
Sisters with Adina also.
Taye Diggs is original Benny from Rent.
Mm-hmm.
So...
What happened to Benny?
What was the Luke's name?
Mike
Coulter.
Coulter.
A heavy breath into the mic.
This is actually kind of hard for me. I normally actually, have a really good. I really
yeah,
have a really
you just
easy,
made this one really hard.
I normally have a really easy time with these because Taye has always been on my list since I created a list like years ago. He's always been there. He's never come off with all the people I've switched around. He's been constant.
He made Stella get her groove back.
Yeah,
he did.
And then, but like Mike Coulter is really hot. Like, did you see those scenes with Jessica Jones? They break beds.
He fucks people in uncomfortable positions. That's just going to become my new tagline. Two episodes in a row.
And then Idris Elba is just like sexy Idris Elba.
Again, just talk to me for a while.
No, but I want to have sex with
well,
him too.
Well, Grant, but...
I don't know. This is really hard.
I
Vanessa?
I think I got it. Hang on. I'm thinking. I'm trying to convince myself with some pictures here. Hang on.
I think I got it.
Idris Elba's not shirtless often. Let's see that.
That maybe that'll...
Maybe that's the deciding factor.
The deciding factor?
No, I'm pretty sure I know what I'm doing.
Why is my Wi-Fi going so damn
I'm pretty
slow?
Sure I do know what I'm
I
doing.
I think I know what I'm doing. I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
I'm not happy about it, but I know what
I
I'm doing.
I need an age check. Hold on.
Idris Elba and Taye Diggs are probably about the same age because he's a little older.
I just want, yeah, because I just want to.
I don't know how
what my expectancy
is. Oh
here
my
is.
God.
Who would you look at?
Idris Elba.
Oof.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good picture one. There. So Idris Elba is 44.
Taye Diggs is in his 40s also. But then, like, black don't crack, so they all look, like, really young. I don't know how old Mike Coulter is.
Taye Diggs is 46.
I told you. It's close.
Why did him and Adina divorce?
I don't know, but that Missy says that to her was more sad than her parents' divorce.
Jesus.
This is difficult.
I think I know where I'm going with this.
Is Idris Elba married?
He's divorced, and my Coulter's 40. He is divorced because he divorced in 2006.
Okay, so I looked up Mike Coulter, and why is there a picture of Terry Crews?
Because people don't know how to...
Because...
Listen.
They're stupid.
People don't know how to mix up. And my husband is going to fact check me or make a comment about this. So I'm going to just put it out there right now. Yes, I'm making that comment that people don't know how to tell some people from the other. They confuse people because they're stupid. And yes, I did confuse Warren Sapp for Faze on Love. I accept it. And it happens.
I don't even know who Faze on Love is. I feel like I should know who that is, but I don't know.
Yeah, you do. He's basically like the funny fat guy in like most like.
Oh, yes. Yes. Now I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
In like 90s sitcoms. Yes.
Like mm-hmm. Faze on Love.
Yes. I know who that is.
Okay.
But Warren Sapp and him look nothing to the.
It's
sad that I only know who Warren Sapp is because of Dancing with the Stars.
And then this. Well, I was confused and I thought that Warren Sapp was in The Replacements.
Oh, my God.
Actually,
well, but okay, I can see how because it's a movie, but it's a football
thank you.
Movie. I get it.
Thank you.
Irrational
Jeff
support.
Has given me yes.
I got it.
He's gonna say.
Well,
that.
When Nary and I saw the preview for that Will Smith movie, like where he plays the
one
doctor,
where Jamie Foxx could play it better.
Well, he's like the doctor, like he's like doing research on concussions. Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was the name of the movie.
Nobody saw it.
I watched the whole preview thinking, wow, that man really looks a lot like Will Smith. So I get it. That is yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
This is really hard.
I think I'm ready. Chrissy, go first.
Okay, Chrissy, go first.
So that yummy picture of Michael Coulter, you got to try Luke Cage at least once. So
you got to taste it.
Fucking Luke Cage. So Michael Coulter, fuck. I'm sorry. I apologize. And I want to hear your swan song as I kick you off the thing. But bye, Taye Diggs. Benny was an asshole at some points.
Yeah, but Stella got her groove back.
I know Stella got her groove back. But he also, in my defense,
we got to go to the movie. Stella's getting her groove back in like 20 minutes.
I feel Taye Diggs is little.
Yeah, he is. He's a little short,
and for a big girl that I am,
I don't mind.
No,
clearly,
I don't mind.
But like,
he's fun size.
But yeah,
he's 5'8". He's
not fun size.
I'm getting rid of Taye Diggs, and then gonna marry Idris Elba, that refined, beautiful British piece of chocolate.
Vanessa?
I think this is difficult. I kind of feel like they may be interchangeable. Like my list might be a little bit fluid as well. But I think that I'm going to fuck Mike Coulter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think I'm going to marry Taye Diggs. I have more of an emotional attachment to Taye Diggs than I do Idris Elba. So
it's understandable. Like I just have a big thing for...
Oh. Yeah, so I'm killing Idris Elba.
Well, Idris Elba's British.
I know,
and I'm
like he's a beautiful man, but I just don't have that like attachment.
Yeah, so my list is the same as yours because I have an emotional attachment for years with Taye Diggs. Like I said, he's been on my list since I created the list, and I can't not marry him because he's just like.
You guys know it's very few and far between that there's a British man that will not get married on my list.
Yeah. it's
and I love for the day that I we love did it, all British
Idris men. Elba. I love Idris Elba. I really do. I'm not happy with him. So maybe I'm going to do the same thing like Chrissy did with Jonathan Groff. Like I'm going to just exile him to an island because I don't want him to die.
Exactly. Okay. You're going to go visit the island.
And then maybe I'll go visit the island.
He could be like Castaway.
Oh, over here.
Oh, like wine glasses were missing.
And like then, she hides up. One day she did that, and I didn't find her wine glass until the next day.
And then I'm gonna fuck Mike Coulter because there's just like that's just the right answer.
FYI,
because like I said, he and Jessica broke some beds.
Yeah, so. True.
I know that's superhero power, so it's not real, but in my head, it's real.
This wine is smooth.
Yeah, I really.
Smooth as a motherfucker.
Smooth as Mike Coulter's head.
Or Terry Crews.
Or Taye Diggs. Or Taye Diggs. Okay. I have another fun story.
Oh, I have a listener question.
Oh, okay. Do you want to do that first? Or do you want to do fun story?
The story because I'm trying to
open. Okay, so the fun story is really quick. So there's this man in Charlotte County, which is like Florida. It's like Sarasota-ish.
Florida.
You want to snap me open in the
bar? Are we embarrassed about this story?
No. Oh, this is okay. Actually really funny.
I have to ask that question when you're talking about
it. Charlotte County is like Sarasota-esque.
Ready?
Around there, like Sarasota, Tampa area. Oh, no, I'm lying. This is not the story I wanted to tell. Whoop. No, the Charlotte County one. Yes, we are going to be the Charlotte County one. Yes, we are going to be embarrassed. This one is different.
I'm telling you, it's that game, Faker, Florida. It's like
this one is going to be. This one, I think, is North Carolina. I want to say, hang on.
Which as many
Virginia?
Virginia. Okay, good. I have no affiliation.
Virginia.
So there's this man in Virginia. His name is Nick Stafford. He apparently had been fighting with the DMV up there because he had a tax bill of $2,987.14. So he pulled a Confessions of a Shopaholic and
brought 5 wheelbarrows of pennies in.
Oh, that's not what I saw.
To pay his debt because he was sick of the DMV wasting his time. So, allegedly, it took the DMV workers 12 hours to count over 300,000 pennies.
Oh,
so
my.
Did someone not just realize, let's just go to Coinstar?
Coinstar charges, though. They charge you a
percentage. All the pennies broke the coin counting machines, and ultimately, they had to be counted by hand.
Oh, there you go. I was like, okay, nice. There has to be some sort of, like, machine.
He apparently had been fighting with the DMV since September because he was trying to, like, he had to pay the taxes on, like, a car that he had purchased. But he had been fighting with them back and forth because nobody could give him a straight answer. So since he was really annoyed with them wasting his time, he decided to waste theirs.
So, petty?
That happened to us once. Yeah. We had an unpaid bill that had gone through a third party. Like, there was a third party that had hired us. Mm-hmm. And the third party needed to be paid, and we needed to get paid. And but the client assumed that because he paid the third party meant that we got paid also, and it was 2 separate bills. So it was a misunderstanding, but the third party failed to tell him this. So when he finally came to pay our bill, he brought us $500 in singles.
Wow.
And he was like, I wanted to get dimes, but the bank wouldn't let me. Wow. So we had to sit, and we were like, it's fine. So we put
$500 is $500.
Yeah. So, no, it's fine. We're like, we just, me and one of my assistants sat, and we just counted all the money. No big deal. Took us 20 minutes. Who cares?
Money is money, as long as it's not like,
I felt like a stripper, but, you know, shit happens.
And it didn't smell like booty and ass.
No, it didn't.
Booty and ass was
it covered in glitter?
No. No, it was straight from the bank. He had gone to the bank and just pulled out everything in singles.
So, was it wrapped nicely?
No, it was like in rubber bands.
I'm just imagining, like, nice new dollars, like, straight from being printed with the little paper.
No, they did not come from the treasury. Like, he went to Washington, D.C. to get brand new printed money.
That's just how I'm imagining it.
Okay,
well. It makes me happy.
Okay,
listen. Well,
good for you.
Vanessa is imagining new printed money from the treasury.
Are you just eating the cream out of the cookies?
I am just eating the cream right now.
Oh, my God, you're, like, the worst Oreo eater.
The cream is the best part.
Cream's kind of the best part.
Yeah, but then who wants to eat the stupid fucking vanilla leftover wafer?
The garbage is going to eat it.
The garbage.
I'm an adult. I can throw it away.
We don't waste food here.
As a child, you don't waste food. As an adult, waste it. Right now, and give me some time, I may eat those too.
Okay.
No me gusta.
So I got a text message today asking me for our opinion regarding a situation. So it's not really too much advice because the person who's asking is the stepmom in the situation. She's not the birth mom, but she's the stepmom. So she doesn't really have, I don't know.
I'm just trying for context. Does she have kids of her own, or she just
does? She does have her own kid with the stepdaughter's father. Okay. But her child is a baby. Like, she doesn't have the experience.
And how old are the stepkids?
The one that we're talking about right now is 7.
Got it.
So basically, her bottom line question is, at what age is it appropriate for kids to have a social media like Snapchat? Or, I mean, in essence, all social media, but this situation that she brought to my attention is regarding
Snapchat.
And she asked me to remain anonymous.
Well, I'm a little old school about this, and this is just my opinion, and you're going to agree or disagree.
I feel like I'm going to agree with you.
I'm going to say this. This is even earlier than I'm comfortable with, but I'm just saying it to be practical in this day and age. I would say at least middle school.
That was exactly my same thought.
At least middle school. I honestly would leave it to high school, but I just know that that's not realistic, that's not. And that they're going to go behind my back and do it anyway. But I get so annoyed that, like, first graders have cell phones, and I think it's, like, the dumbest thing I've ever... I mean, I'm sorry, like, if I offend you because you, like, gave your first grader a cell phone, like, hashtag sorry, not sorry, because I think that that's, like,
a waste. Like, I'm whatever.
Yeah.
You can get mad
they're
at me. You can get mad
it.
At me
they're
if you
going
want.
To you're going to lose it.
You're going to break it. Now, there are, like, kiddie, like, cell phones that have, like, four buttons on them, and you can program, like, mom yeah. and dad and, like, that, another like, contact, it and
only,
then it has...
I know there's cell phones that can only call, like, five numbers plus 911.
Right.
And that's it. And it can only accept, and it accepts incoming calls, but you can only call out to five phone numbers.
Right. Which is, if you feel the urge, like, I just don't understand why a kid that's not in middle school needs a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, so what happened in this situation is that, so she has an iPad at her mom's house and she has an iPad at her dad's house.
Okay.
And she has Snapchat. Like, her mom let her open a Snapchat for family. It was only for family.
The mother opened it, not the stepmother.
The mother opened it. Right. Not okay. the stepmother.
Okay. 7 years old.
7 years old.
Okay. Got it.
So, I'm going to show you guys the picture because she sent it to me, but I'm not going to share it.
Right.
Because, again, the child is seven. So they open the Snapchat. Okay, so she says she has an iPad at our house and an iPad at her mom's house. And the stepmom was asked by the mom to be added, like, to add her Snapchat so she could see what the child is posting.
Okay.
So, and then this is the picture that was posted.
That's 7 years.
Can we describe what the picture has or
it's, no? Yeah. It's, basically it's just
not even the picture that bothers me.
It's the context statement. Of the... Yeah.
Well, she misspelled the word who.
Yeah.
But it says even... ho, but it's misspelled. She meant to write who.
Okay.
But what bothered is she's making like a duck
she's,
face.
She's doing like a Kylie Jenner face. Like kissy duck face like.
Looking at the yeah. picture. Okay. Alrighty. Sorry for the pause. Our battery died.
Yeah.
But, damn it, Keekmore.
Seriously, yeah. bro. You guys waste the battery and leave us with nothing. Okay, so we were talking about the text that I got. The question was, what age would we allow our kids to be on social media? In this case, specifically, we're being asked about Snapchat. Again, so we were talking about the photo. I did receive a copy of the photo, and no, we cannot share it because... the child is seven and it is not our child. And as we said, she has an iPad at mommy's house and she has an iPad at dad's house. And stepmom is friends with her on Snapchat, follows her on Snapchat, and saw the picture. Dad lost his mind regarding the picture.
So just for context, the picture looks like very...
it's a black and white photo.
Famous young girl social media. So very Kardashian, very...
it's a black and white.
Very Ariana Grande.
It's a duck face. It's a kissy face photo.
Kissy face photo. But then there's a bunch of like...
is emoticons. She wearing makeup? It looks...
It looks like it,
but it could be the filter. That's why I'm asking.
It could be the filter. And chances are it probably is the filter because she's seven.
She could be using Pretty Filter.
She could be using Pretty Filter. There is a black and white pretty filter. I discovered it the other day.
Oh, we need to find out about
that. Yes, there's a black and white pretty filter.
Listen, don't judge.
So, well, black and white in general is a pretty filter because black and white is very forgiving.
It's very classic.
But
so anyway, the picture is like a kissy face picture. It has
like head tilted to the side. Like, yeah, her eyes. We've all seen this picture 150 times.
The thing is, and it's a little
we've taken this picture.
Yeah, we have taken. I mean, I am not the biggest fan of the duck face.
I'm not either.
We'll take them for myself because I like seeing my cheekbones, but I don't normally post them. I'll only post one if
just
I'm,
contour your cheeks.
The problem is that I do it with Sophie because I like seeing her make kissy faces. Like, I like seeing her make the, but I like when Sophie does it, and I'm not like excusing the behavior because as I was talking to my friend regarding the situation, I realized that the kids wouldn't do it if we didn't show them how to do it.
Right.
Because it's not really a naturally occurring facial expression, like to hold it.
Yeah.
So when Sophie does it, and I'm just using Sophie as an example because she's my kid, when she does it, her lips are more open. So it looks like more like the Pringles. Like, it's very exaggerated. So it looks more like a duck as opposed to a kiss.
Yeah.
So, and I hate to use the word sexual, but the picture does look a little more sexualized.
There's something
than a random duck face.
Yeah, there's something that I noticed in the picture is that it is, besides with the fact that we said it was black and white and stuff like that, and it is like a selfie, obviously, but like it seems like the angle is like if she's lying down in some sort like of a bed. Yeah,
like she's on her belly. Like she's laying on her belly.
Yeah, so it's very much like that, you know. It makes it seem a little bit more adult.
Right.
Than that's if a better she word. Was holding it. Like if she was just standing there holding the phone and like making
right.
a face.
Right.
And you saw a background. It feels just like a very intimate pose of.
Not right. gonna lie, the emojis kind of throw me too.
Yeah.
Like it's like the heart eyes emoji, lots of hearts, like kisses, lipsticks, and like the diamond rings are the ones that really bother me the it's most.
So weird.
But that's probably from the like the young social media like.
But I do notice that there's three of each one, so it doesn't seem random.
Yeah,
it seems very calculated. Mm-hmm. She does have older cousins,
which it could be an influence.
And then another thing that,
well, put it this way: if I saw. Let's say for the sake of argument that my, I don't have a daughter, but let's say for the sake of argument that my daughter had at a young age, like a too young age, what if I saw that from my kid, I would be like livid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely well, and understand her dad, why the dad is
her mad. Dad is completely like, he is pissed. He lost his shit. He was not having it. And I am on his side 1,000%.
Oh yeah.
Because if I saw Sophie doing this, she would lose her shit. Like she would lose her phone.
I could really like rage I would on this. Like this is disconnect like upsetting
her
to me,
Snapchat. Like, another thing is that when my kids do finally have their own mm-hmm. Accounts, they have to be friends with me.
Yeah.
I have to have their passwords because mm-hmm. I will read their private messages.
Yeah.
And if I find out that they have a secret account, they're done.
Yeah.
Like, off the grid, no more technology for you. Mm-hmm. Like, so.
Did you really like how we had to?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Write notes.
Live like an 80s kid.
Like, look, I.
Write a damn note.
We don't
fold it like origami.
Like, we don't have. Social media age kids, I guess.
No.
But I have nieces.
I have cousins that so that deal with this kind of thing also. So.
Yeah, and like my nieces are currently one's about to turn 14 and the other
that's
one
definitely the age.
Just yeah, and the other one just turned 15 and since they were and I will tell you since they were about 12 is when they were allowed social media.
Which again, in my opinion, I feel that's a little young, but I'm a little old school. But in this day and age where like
it's hard. So
it's hard. Like,
it's hard. And I was even thinking about it because my gut reaction, honestly, was my kids aren't going to get my first like go to when I was asked the question was my kids are not going to have social media until they're in high school. But then I was thinking like, no, because their friends are going to have it younger.
But that's
younger.
The thing is like you have to it's a weird balance. And like, I get it. Like now I get it. And like, I hate fucking admitting this, but like, I get it now. But like you have to it's a hard balance. This is going to fall. It's a hard balance trying to figure out.
I was
like,
just about to say, I'm very impressed that you're balancing your glass on your knee.
It's a hard balance trying to figure out like what is safe and appropriate for your kid versus how much of a shitty time they're gonna have
at
school for not being allowed to do things. Because I grew up with super strict parents when it came to like not super strict in the sense of like movies or whatever, but when it came to like doing things.
Yeah, so,
like,
me too.
When it came to like. This was back. Oh my god! This was back in the day, but like Sunset Place was the cool place to go, and like you would just
the
do
local
like
mall.
Walk around and like do nothing other than like walk and talk shit with your friends.
I remember
loser laps.
Yeah, I would do that when I first started doing that. My parents would stay at the mall.
So would mine,
and like we would pass each other.
So
like,
would mine, but that's how we were allowed.
Laughing.
But that's how we were allowed to go out. I wasn't allowed to do that by myself. Until I had a boyfriend at 15, and then my little brother had to come with me. So, it's chaperon.
Thankfully, I never had to take my brother with me anywhere, but
I grew up with the, let's go here on Saturday and come to the movies, and then we'll go to Johnny Rockets or whatever. And I'm like, well, I'll ask my mom, but I can pretty much tell you I know what's going to happen.
I remember, like, Patty would always tell me, like, Vanessa, you're always grounded.
Yeah, I was always grounded, grounded. Because I would, like, answer back or whatever for stupid shit.
I would answer back or I wouldn't do good. Like, my grades were bad or, like, I got home, like, half an hour late
or like, stupid shit like that you should get, like, reprimanded for.
Yeah.
But like, I was always the kid, like, I wasn't always the kid, but a lot of times I was the kid that was like, well, my mom's not gonna let me do that. And it's like, well, your mom I don't know if anybody ever called my mom stupid or anything like that, but it's like, oh wow, your parents are, like, really strict.
Yeah, you know? I got that a lot, but then I also got, like, oh my god, your parents are so cool. Like,
when, I got that all the time too,
when my friends would hang out with my parents, like, when they would come over to my house, like, oh, your parents are awesome, your parents are really fun. Right.
I got
but
that then all the time when too. It was, I, like, love your parents, I think your parents,
I love your parents too, I think your parents are fantastic, and we love Julie,
right?
We love Christy's mom.
I was telling my mom today that your kid is Nathan Lincoln calls Julie Leila, so,
but, like, thank you. Yes, I know, my mom's like, that's like the new name for her, but here's my thing. My nieces are the
appropriate age to me. Yeah.
15, 14 how old is a good age.
14 and 15.
That's a good
age. Mary's niece is like 12. So,
and they started at, and now they've gotten more freedom.
Right.
And I'd say more, like, very minor more. Like, they do not have Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They are on Instagram and Snapchat, and that's it.
I think
those are the worst offenders. Well, here's the thing.
But they are only allowed on Instagram. They've only can friend people their own age. That is the strictest rule. And they've then have my brother, myself, my sister-in-law, and their godmother.
I mean, we still have like 3/4 of the bottle.
Yeah. And they're like, their brother's godmother, who's a very, very close family friend. She's in school in UF. And they have us and Jeff also as on their Instagrams to make sure that everything is
right
appropriate. I am on their Snapchat because of that reason. They are on Snapchat, but I'll talk about that in a second. Yeah. When I found out that my niece was they have their Instagram and their Snapchat, and I'm not a huge fan of Snapchat for young kids because it deletes and you don't know what's going on there. But
the new Instagram Live, does it work the same as Snapchat?
Yeah.
It works the same way as like Story.
But it's worse than Story, I think.
In the sense that it deletes after 24 hours.
But not even that. It like tells everybody that you're live.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
So, like, follow them.
Yeah,
but that's what Facebook Live does.
Yeah, but it's better than Snapchat. That, like, you know, it's just you put your video out there and stuff. At least, like, if somebody tries to go live, it's like, hey, everybody, so and so is going live. Please check it out before it's gone. Right. So it's like you're not going to do anything secretive because everybody and their mother's finding out. But like my nieces, when I think it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. My older niece was on, not the younger one yet, but the older one had been allowed to have an Instagram account. She didn't have Snapchat yet, but she was allowed to have an Instagram account. And when I found out, I was like, give me your Instagram. And I was like, I'm going to friend you right now because I want to know what you're doing. Yeah. And she looked at her mom and goes, Mom, can I let Dia be my friend?
That is the way it should be,
and it's not. And
at
I'm
least
her
at that
aunt.
Age, that is the way it should be.
And I'm her aunt, like. But she was like, no, because she knows that she's only allowed her classmates,
right?
So anybody that's not her classmate, she goes. And my sister-in-law was like, no, that's your tía. Yes, okay, obviously she can be on your Snapchat, but it's. I mean, on your Instagram, because she monitors what is going on in my niece's life.
Well, I'm gonna take a page out of American Housewife. Book, oh, because I again
that show is fucking great.
I'm super late to that party, but everybody needs to be watching American Housewife on ABC or on Hulu. You need
she
to watch it.
Is awesome.
She's awesome. I've loved that actress. I know.
Her
from Mike and Molly. Yes.
From Mike and Molly, but even from before Mike and Molly, I've seen her in other things. And every time
I've never seen her in anything before Mike and Molly.
She's funny.
She's funny. I love her voice. I love her boobs. Her boobs are amazing.
She has really good boobs. She has great hair.
I know that the whole thing. So that show was originally supposed to be titled Second Fattest Housewife in Westport.
I'm so glad it's just called American Housewife. That's a long ass and title.
Well, when they changed it because they didn't want to have like fat in the title or whatever. Like, I love that it's a main character that's like, she's looks overweight. Like a real girl. She looks like a real mom. Looks like a real girl. Like,
yeah. But she looks like a real girl.
I love her neighbor across the street. That actress.
The two Fitbits.
Oh, Leslie Bibb.
Yes.
I love her. Like, with
two Fitbits. I haven't seen the newest one, the one that aired last week. But
I haven't seen that one yet. I'm like catching up. Yeah. So. But recently, I think the last one I saw was the Cotillion episode.
All the way to the Christmas one.
So. Oh, yeah. I just watched the Christmas one this morning. Yesterday, I saw the Cotillion one where she, like, downloaded the app to track all of her kids' text messages.
Her son's name is Oliver.
I know. I love that. And I was going to say that earlier. I love that they call him Oliver and they don't call him Ollie, because I don't really like the nickname Ollie. I'm like, if you call him Ollie, I'm not going to get pissed. I just prefer not to call him Ollie, and I don't.
I call him Ollie when he's doing the most adorable things,
and that's fine. Like, I'm not gonna be like, don't call him Oliver. It's the nickname that comes with the name. It's fine, but I prefer Oliver, and I'm gonna call him Oliver.
The Godfather prefers Oliver as well.
He does, but I love that they call the son. I love that his name is Oliver in the show, and they never refer to him as Ollie. And I love that they call him Oliver because it's just such a beautiful name. Oliver's a beautiful name. Clearly. I think it's a beautiful name. But she, like, was talking to her kids, and she's like, oh, so I heard blah, 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 blah. And they were like...
Oh, because she put the parental restriction, so anytime they got a text message, she got the same text message. Yeah. Yeah.
So they were like, oh, she's reading her text. And she's like, yeah, I'm reading your text. She's like, I want to know everything. I'm going to be all up in your shit. And then when her daughter towards the end was like, oh, yeah, I was talking to this girl... And the mom was like, oh, I didn't get those text messages. She's like, oh, because we were talking on the phone. She asked her, she goes, oh, well, can you record those phone calls for me and then send them to me because I want to hear them? And she goes, don't worry, I'll just record them myself. I'm like, yeah, that's going to be me. Like, I'm
a fucking psycho.
I'm going to be all up in your shit. And let me find a second account, a secret account.
I'm sorry to be like ADD, but I think I just found a blue hair in my microphone.
Amazing. You know,
probably.
I think probably. I would kill my child.
I would kill my... No, but because like that's how you lose the trust. Like, I'm going to be in your shit, and if you betray me, you're going to lose everything. It'll
probably, like, to be honest and to be devil's advocate, something like that will probably happen. Because think about it. When you were that age, you wanted to go around your parents as much as possible. Well,
when... I know you're older than us, Chrissy, but when MySpace started for me and Stephanie,
we didn't have social media in high school.
We did.
We had the message boards, and that was as bad as it got.
But MySpace was, I think MySpace had, I will check the Google machine.
Maybe it did, but I wasn't aware of MySpace until I was in college. It was 2005. It was my first year.
I will tell you right now, and then this is where I'm going to drop out.
When you Google when did my
the second option is
when did MySpace start?
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
And MySpace started August 1st, 2003. I clearly remember checking MySpace and being like, oh, I left you a comment. So okay, whatever.
I was blissfully unaware of it in high school.
But it wasn't like huge yet.
Yeah. So listen, this is where I will thank my lucky stars, and you can call me old every single day.
I agree with what you're about to say.
I graduated high school in 1996, and I went to college.
I was in sixth grade.
Yeah, well. No, we were in fourth grade.
No,
shut your faces.
96 was the year I started saying, Kevin, there's no way.
Yeah. I graduated fifth grade in 1997.
Take down the minute.
Damn it, Stephanie.
Now you actually have to edit.
I do. Fuck you, man.
Just take down the minute. Relax.
I am 16.
You can just cut this whole section out.
Yeah.
Really, because I'm just going to talk crap until you...
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I want to start.
No, keep going.
Okay, so I thank every single day. I graduated high school from 1996.
We were in fourth grade.
You guys were in fourth grade.
Stephanie, I have a shirt in my drawer that says class of 1997 for
Vanessa,
fifth grade.
We were born in 1986. In 1996, we were 10.
Uh-huh.
That's fifth grade,
That's
babe.
Fourth grade.
That's fifth.
I was in fourth grade.
You were
grade.
Not
10. I turned because 10 in yeah, fourth
you're
grade.
Right, because you're
I'm older.
Older
than you,
you're
bitch.
Right.
I like this whole like debate right now. But so think about it. 96.
Just because you're one of the older ones, excuse
yeah.
me.
So 96.
Suck my.
Went. To college.
Suck my titty.
Yeah, that was, I knew that was going. I was like, she was about to. So
I mean, you can suck it if you want.
Don't mind me. I'll die over yeah. the,
so,
here in the
96 to 2003.
This wine is fantastic.
Yeah. So 96 to 2003 was MySpace. And Facebook... I remember
Facebook is 2005 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I remember
I've seen
Facebook.
The social network. It was founded in 2005.
Yeah. I remember Facebook happening because here's the funny thing. I knew I could not, I did not join Facebook for like a couple years after Facebook became Facebook because I couldn't get on
because
I did
have
not
college.
Have an EDU email.
Yeah.
I
had an EDU email, but my school wasn't one of the schools that was registered yet. Yeah. So I had to wait like a couple of months because it started with only Harvard and then yeah. it went only to like the major, like super popular yeah. schools before it went down. And I went to a really small private school. So, excuse me.
By the time
it, went
it
down
got to you.
Yeah. By the time it got to me, but it was 2005 because it was when I started college.
So 2003 I joined MySpace like everybody joined MySpace.
Yeah,
you have the hiccups, just go.
I've had the hiccups 3 times today.
Nice.
You're welcome. But so I thank every day that those formative
party years,
crazy,
oh my god,
college years, and then some years after that I was still single and going out.
I agree,
there was no social media.
So I don't remember having, I guess, I mean, 2003 was our junior year, so yeah. I don't remember that. I guess I don't remember being a thing. It wasn't so popular, or I
it
was just, like, blissfully unaware of it.
I remember, like, leaving comments for people and then going to school the next day and be like, oh, did you see I left you a comment? Because we didn't even have smartphones, so like, you
right.
had to wait,
to, wait
get
to get
home.
Or go in the computer lab yeah. or whatever, which I'm sure was blocked. But
yeah, of course it was.
The only thing that I remember was, like, the message board forums that they had about,
oh my
like,
God,
every
Live
school.
Journal?
Yeah. That
oh
the
my
worst
God,
it
Live
ever
Journal.
Got, the only time anybody ever, and I'll fucking call him out on this fucking podcast, I don't give a shit. The only time that anybody ever, like, came for me was fucking Andy Pifferer came for me.
He was the first person I ever blocked on Facebook. Because he kept friend requesting me and I kept denying it, and I'm like, I don't like you.
I think I'm friends with him, but I think I just unfollow. I like hit his feed because
I started
just got
unfollowing
annoyed.
A lot of people recently.
Well, I know this was like 2 years ago that I unfollowed him, but anyway, and he started something in the only time that he did anything was like the summer between freshman and sophomore year, like started a thread or tried to start a thread about right. me, and it got like maybe 2 or 3 comments deep before Christy of Cosplay Fame jumped in and was like, you're a little piece of shit, like literally and figuratively, and you can go fuck yourself. And after that it was done. And then motherfucker came as soon as school started, like crawling back to me, and because we called him out because it was like an anonymous thing, but we knew who it was,
of course.
And came back.
He's not very slick.
He's not. And he came to me and he apologized like profusely, and then we were friends after that. So
I can't stand that kid. I like, he always irked me, and then Patty dated him for like
right.
I love
I know
the
Patty
term
dated.
Irked. Yeah,
yeah. I remember when Patty dated
Patty
him.
Patty dated him,
and then someone
for
else
like
dated him
a month and a half. Yeah, Patty dated him for like a month and a half, and then I was like, well, that's my friend's boyfriend, so
you have to like put up with
I have to put up with him. I have to be nice. So I was nice to him, sort of. I would torture him because the blue M&Ms were his favorite, and I would eat those first and not give him any. And like,
you people realize all M&M colors taste the same, right?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Everyone has seen The Wedding Planner. We know this.
Listen, I know, but clearly he didn't. So fuck you. I'm going to eat all your blue M&Ms. And so I would put up with him while they were dating, and then they broke up, and I asked him, like, oh, you guys are broken up? Are you sad? She's like, not really. I'm like, okay, so I can stop being friends with him now? And she was like, yeah. I'm like, great. He went up to her and like tattletailed on me and was like, oh, well, because of you, Vanessa doesn't like me anymore. And she was like, bitch, Vanessa never liked you. Like, you were like, he was just such a fucking crybaby. And then when I finally got on Facebook and he started friend requesting me, and I would deny it, and then like 2 weeks later he would request me again, and I would deny it, and this went on for a couple weeks, and I was like, this won't fucking stop. And I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna fucking block you. I don't have to fucking see your stupid little face anymore. Like, he just gets under my skin. For honestly, I really don't know why he just gets under my skin, and I just don't want to be friends with him. Did she? This is going to be the never ending podcast.
The never ending episode.
Well, give me a second. Yeah. So back to just yeah, because I think we went on a these people tangent. But like, I think when it comes to like
these people, what do you mean these people?
I don't know, whoever those people were that you guys don't like, that I don't know. So I consciously don't try to learn their names, because then one day if I ever run into them, I cannot already dislike them, because irrational support.
I have a very my wise friend Sylvia. One of my dear friends, Sylvia, a very wise friend, said to me once, she's like, we were talking about somebody else that in our group of friends we didn't like, and she hadn't met her yet. And she goes, I don't know you, but if my friends don't like you, it's for a reason.
It's like if a dog doesn't like somebody.
Irrational support.
It's like if a dog doesn't like me, we got a question. But like, I think when it comes down to it, and like to our listener, listen,
she's in a tough position, though.
We grew up in, and this is where, yeah, like, look, we grew up in an era, at least I did, I got very, very lucky, where there was no such thing as social media. So,
yeah,
just to give you a timeline, I grew up where there was no social media at all until I was at least, okay, so 4, 5, 6, 7. So, 7 math. Years out of high school.
Math sucks.
Yeah, seriously. I'm not a mathematician.
I'm a wino.
At least like I was like 24, 25 years old before social media even became a thing. And it was still like a light thing. It wasn't big.
It wasn't right. What it is now.
And then you guys got it.
Like
it
right came the beginning out of it.
Right in the beginning when you were, but you were graduating high school.
Right. I didn't get deep into social media until college. And even at that, to this day, like, knock on wood, have never had like a really terrible social media experience.
Yeah, me neither. I've been very lucky. It's most of it has been self, like, not even that.
Other than like some petty drama here and there, like, but I haven't
like
really.
I don't like you. It's okay.
Well,
petty spit.
Petty spit.
Petty spit.
There was this guy that Steph and I went to high school with, because I'm just going back to high school.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He took a picture of my butt in cheerleading shorts. Like, while I was like squatting to do a stunt or whatever, and I was a base, he took a picture of my butt and he posted it on like one of the message boards. He is now like BFF with all of Neri's friends, and I have to see this guy every time there's a group function.
And I have to tell me when we're not recording.
I cannot stand looking at him.
Yikes.
I do not like this guy. At all. And everybody knows
it. In our class
it.
Or older?
Younger.
Okay.
He was a year younger than us.
Okay.
And I cannot stand this guy. And every time we do something and he's there, I will find a way to avoid him. Like, I don't talk to him. I don't want anything to do with it. That is like the worst social media experience I've ever had. I've never had like, you know, the whole like, I don't like sending naked pictures. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't even like doing it with my husband, and it's my husband. Like,
yeah,
we're
I'm
married.
Not a fan. My husband sends me dick pics all the time.
I'm not a fan because,
but
like, God
when
forbid,
we ever do, it's just via
like text. Like it's just he and I, like there's nobody else in the thread, like nothing. Like it's, I'm not sending it over Snapchat or Facebook Messenger or DM on Instagram or Twitter. Like that's not how I'm doing it.
Right.
On the very rare occasions
it just
happens.
Like scares me that even if I do something like that, like God forbid
the cloud gets hacked.
Not the cloud specifically, but God forbid somebody gets like, because with Neri, since he travels, if I do something like that, it's easier for me to send it via email. Mm-hmm. What if his email gets hacked? That happens.
Yeah.
And that shit's just there, you know, like it's not. So I just it doesn't, I'm not comfortable with it. So I've never had that kind of problem. And I know that's a problem, but it was my butt in shorts. And every time I see this guy, I want to punch him in his fucking face because I hate him.
Well,
and I have to deal with him still.
Ugh, sorry.
Yikes.
But his wife is nice, though.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's positive.
Talk to her.
Yeah. But like, I think that's the thing. Like we got in on the tail end of it. Like, or not the tail end. We got in the beginning, but it was the beginning when we were older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So things are a little bit different.
We're more well-equipped to handle things like
and
that.
And to us, it was something new. And I believe because it was something new, we are more cautious.
Yeah.
So that's where I think this the problem or the situation is. Me... It was, I saw it from the ground up as a 20-something-year-old. Yeah. You guys saw it as 17-year-olds-ish. So these kids know no world without it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So to them, putting a picture on the internet, it's not a big deal. And they...
Like, I remember in the inception of the internet, when the internet was just starting out, my parents told me, like, if you're ever going to be on the internet, like, when AOL became, like, a thing, when Instant Messenger became a thing, was, like, don't ever put a picture, you can never put a picture of yourself, like, there's 16 fucking pages with a picture, with, like, hundreds, thousands, Facebook has thousands of pictures of me.
Yeah, me
That's
too.
How much it's changed.
Like, I remember AOL and the whole
thing. I remember when we started MySpace, like, you were limited to posting...
Like, 8 pictures is all you could post.
Yeah, 8 or 10 or something pictures in your album. And then I remember when 300 came out, they like fixed their coding or something and they were like, oh, now you can post 300 pictures.
And it was just like,
and everybody was losing their shit because mm-hmm. you could finally post 300 pictures. And then when MySpace got albums, I remember, because I was late to the Facebook, I didn't start Facebook until 2007.
I didn't start either because remember, I didn't have an EDU.
So, I remember when MySpace was like expanding, it was like, oh my God, I can make albums, or I can like figure out how to make these like codes, and I can have like a slideshow of pictures just like scrolling on my page. So I remember my page was like super fucking slow because I had so many of those like slideshow things.
So much bullshit on my MySpace. I feel MySpace made us smarter.
Yeah,
because it made you and like you had to code. Like I remember, like getting the song you wanted and getting like the background that I wanted.
Play.
And like so that when
so I would always go to Christy for not you, cosplay babe Christy, because she's really good with that. Yeah. And I was like, how the fuck do you do this? And she would like show me how to do. Yes, you had to code.
Learn shit. And it was like, I want this song to play when
I want stars to fall in the background of my profile.
Like you had to figure this shit out.
Yeah, it was a lot. Oh my God, you remember those little dolls?
Yes.
Oh,
we were like, we're glittery bell bottom pants.
Yes.
I remember all this stuff, and like it made you smarter.
Oh, I miss those days. And then, it did make you smarter. Like, and then, you had like, to know what you were doing.
And it also made you a little bit bitchier because it was like, okay, now you're going to pick of all your friends.
Oh, your top
eight. Yeah, I would like, if MySpace had a top eight now, are you kidding?
Oh my God.
See, but that's the thing is like, since Dave and I have been together so long, like, my number one was always him. So, like, I could never argue. Like, it was never argued, like, oh, you moved me out of your number one or whatever. It's like, my number one was always him. My number two was always Christy. You were my top eight for a long time, too. Mm-hmm. So, it was...
Because me and Steph are so cool.
But, like, that type of stuff was fun.
Could you imagine if that shit still existed, though?
Oh, like, how people would, like, fucking die.
People would
be
so
and, like,
offended.
No, it would be bad. Like, and that's
I'm so glad that that's not a thing.
Yeah, but, like, that's what, like, it's... Like, that's why I think it's a little different now. But the problem is because it's such an ingrained part of society. And look, we're not going to talk shit about social media. We promote this podcast on social media.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't have half of the followers that we have if it wasn't for social
Nobody
media.
Nobody would be listening to this.
We love you.
We love you all.
We love you, followers.
But we're not seven.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Snapchat.
Facebook, Snapchat.
And everything. Mama Zimmerlo.
Email us.
At Gmail. But a seven-year-old, I get it. Society, everybody has it. And if you tell me it's only for family, can't she use yours?
Well,
I just don't get like a seven-year-old having their own account.
Yeah, at seven, you should definitely, if you're going to allow it, she should definitely be using yours.
I would
yours.
Say 12, 13 is the absolute youngest.
Okay, that's us. I'm saying if you personally, I'm pointing at you, Steph, but I'm not talking to you.
Right, right.
I'm
no,
talking
I know
to the listener.
That's fine.
You listener, if you want to, this, and again, this is my opinion. If you want to allow your 7-8-year-old child to be on social media and to post things, it should be under your page. They should not have their own account. They shouldn't. They just shouldn't. They're seven. But
I agree.
But it's your kid. You're going to do what you want with your kid. You should know what they're posting. And it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah, if you are going to allow them at that young of an age, like, you should... In my opinion, like, stay on top of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, this seven-year-old that raised this question, she has older siblings and she has older cousins that she's very close with.
Well, look,
so she does see more of that. And then another thing that came up in me talking to the listener was that mom. It seems like mom wants to be the cool mom, and like
she's a regular. She's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom.
Like she wants to be more of her friend than her mom.
Okay,
so that explains a lot. And then, like I said earlier, is kids don't naturally come up with a duck face.
No,
they just don't. That's taught.
She saw that somewhere.
I've done it myself. I like a couple weeks ago, I posted a picture of me and Sophie in the car, and we're both. Making the duck face,
right?
So and usually I tell Sophie, I don't tell her. Sophie make a duck face. I say Sophie besito, and she'll like
right.
pucker up, and we take a picture like that. And then something that our listener mentioned to me is that, well, if mom was in the picture, it would be cuter rather than adultish,
right?
Because it would look like a mother daughter thing, right. as opposed to a look at me, I'm alone, I'm grown.
I guess, let me just ask you, because since you're the one that spoke to her, maybe this is the only, and I guess what we can give this listener, like, quote unquote advice, because there's not much advice we can give. It's a very tough situation to be in. And I know the issue is that, like, really, I know you wanted our opinion and you got it. We're basically, it's your opinion as well. We're all on kind of the same page. Mm-hmm. But I guess, and this is like very few and far between of like advice that I think we can give, because dad is not liking this. Mm-hmm. If dad is also on Snapchat, or dad is, she knows that dad
if he's not,
is,
he needs to get on it. Because
yeah, one, he needs to get on
immediately.
It. Two, be aware of what's going on. And if he sees it, don't chastise for it, but maybe be like, hey, let's take a picture together.
Oh, isn't it's also this- not technically the kid's fault.
Exactly. No,
like, not.
It's not, but like, I'm like trying to maybe try to like change the behavior.
Right.
Like, oh, you know, this, you should take, you know, you really should share pictures when you're, you know, doing this or when you're doing something or this and that. Like, you know, not criticize the picture she took,
right?
But maybe
kind of use it as a teaching moment.
Other pictures, like as far as that, oh, you know, if you want to do Snapchat, let's do a picture together. Or hey, you know, maybe
yeah, let's both
should.
Do the dog filter.
Let's do the doggy filter.
But like something to make it a kiddish thing again, and not I'm gonna lie on my bed and
right
take a
lipstick
selfie
emojis.
Yeah, like, and that's something like maybe that's the only advice we can give.
Well, the is other thing that I was the other thing it. That I was gonna say is like, as the stepmother, you're very I feel like you're very limited, and it's a very I'm trying to word this coherently. I've had a lot to drink.
I had two margaritas at dinner.
She don't need no more.
It's very easy for you to overstep your bounds very quickly. Yeah. And
the good thing is
the
is
last
that
thing that she wants.
Ti, nada más. La última gotica. A little bit.
The last thing that you want is to cause like drama between your husband and then like baby mama.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want that either. So
the good thing, at least in this situation with the listener, with the information that she gave me, it seems like right now they are all co-parenting very well. It seems right. like they're communicating. And you don't want to lose
that because that's because there are plenty of families that don't co-parent
which
well,
is why
and that's a
she asked to remain anonymous because as of we've said course. Before is Miami is a
teeny tiny town. Yeah, but that's what we're
a
saying.
A huge
like,
teeny tiny town. Yeah. So
and that's what we're saying, like you're all co-parenting, you know, so and maybe even she can do the same thing. Don't criticize what she's doing on Snapchat. Maybe try to give her better ideas.
Give her direction.
Right.
Yeah, be like, oh my God, we should...
No, and as far as criticizing, like, whatever your opinions are, like, express them to your husband, and then, like, he needs to... It's kind of like when you're... It's kind of like when you have...
It needs to come from dad.
This is, like, kind of the way I feel whenever I have any kind of, like, tension or... disagreement or anything with my in-laws as I tell my husband and I tell my husband like listen can you please address XYZ with whoever you know or when it comes to like what somebody should address their issues with like their people
right
like it's you shouldn't overstep
agree 100%
that so that's where you have the tricky part was like well yes I'm the stepmother and while you do have some kind of authority you're still not you're still not mom and you're still not dad. So, you know.
I feel like stepmom has authority in her own home.
Correct.
So, like.
I agree with you.
If, let's say Neri had a kid from a previous relationship, whenever that kid would be in my house,
mm-hmm. It's my rules.
This is my house. These are my rules.
Right.
But once that kid goes home to mom, obviously the rules over there are different. I cannot call his mom and be like, you need to do A, B, and C.
Right, exactly.
Because I don't pay her bills. I don't live in her house.
Right.
So it's not my place. But it would be Neri's place to tell her, hey, we don't like this or I don't like this. You need to try to...
Right.
And not even that, because honestly, I feel like if Neri and I were divorced and he was trying to tell me you need to do blah, 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 blah with the kids.
You can't approach it like that way either, but that's what dad does.
Yeah. It's such a delicate situation, but I definitely think it needs to be a discussion.
Yeah.
It needs to be a rational, calm discussion, and it cannot be a blaming game. You can't sit there and be like, oh, because you want to be her friend or because you let her do A, B, and C. It needs to be like, well, this is a problem we're having. I don't find this appropriate.
My daughter should be doing, like, how are we going to fix this?
Right. Or, you know, I don't like this. This is what I'm trying to do. How are you trying to handle it?
Right.
Maybe you can give me an idea. Maybe I can give you an idea and try to peacefully fix the situation.
Right. I have a cousin who has like a similar situation. Like he and his ex-wife parent their children very differently depending on what home they're in. And I know that my cousin has expressed frustration in the, well, I try to implement something here and it goes well here, but then as soon as they go to their mom's house, it's like
it's gone.
So it's a tough terror. It's tough waters. We wish you the best.
We really do.
None of us have stepchildren, so I can't.
We don't have stepchildren, and we also don't have social media
aged children. But
I mean, we've talked about it before. Sophie knows how to use Snapchat, and she has sent snaps, but she doesn't know what she's doing.
Right.
She knows how to do it. She just doesn't realize what it is that she's doing. So my kid, I mean, I have the oldest of the bunch, and my kids, like they're still not even old enough to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the best advice we can come up with. It's hypothetical.
This would be a good question for our future guests.
Yes, I was, dude, you read my mind. I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
So I hope that helped.
I hope it works out. Whatever ends up happening, I hope it works out. Because
I know she said she was going to listen next week.
I know that this is a really tough spot. I haven't personally been in this spot, but I've had family in this spot, and I know that it's really.
I know my sister-in-law is dealing with the same thing because her daughter is 12.
Right.
12, and she's new ground. Honestly, it's new ground because you know we're older when social media started, so we have a firmer grasp on how it works than our parents did with the internet. But it's still new ground because we don't have anybody really to look up to be like, so how did you handle that situation? Because I know how many times a day or how many times in the last 5.5-ish years that I've asked my mom, hey, when I was little, how did you handle it? What did you do?
She can't answer that situation. She can't answer
this. This is the one situation where, I hate to use the word trailblazers because it sounds super dramatic, but we're trailblazers. Like, we are the first generation that's, maybe not even pioneers, us so much. Pioneers is a good one. not the three of us so much because our kids are so much younger, but those the people that have children that are 7, 10, 18, 15 years old now that are, like, wading through social media, they have to figure it out, you know? Right. Like, we have to figure it out. We don't have very many people that we can look up to and be like, how did you handle social media?
Right.
But how did you handle an earache? How did you handle a broken leg? How did you handle bad
grades?
Like
we were saying the other day, like, what did people do before Google when something's wrong with your kids?
So it's like, it's uncharted territory.
Correct.
It's uncharted territory. So we're all learning, and we're all learning together.
Mm-hmm. So. And we're rooting for you.
We are.
Yes, we are. We are. We are. And I'm going to ask.
We're all rooting for you.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to ask my best friend, who her daughter's 10.
Yeah.
Like, because I can tell you right now, she doesn't have any sort of social media whatsoever.
And I think that's the way it should be, honestly. That's another thing that the listener had mentioned to me is that when we were this age, we were playing outside. Right. We were playing with dolls. You know, we weren't
playing with Tyga.
We weren't.
Does the Snapchat account?
I got you.
Just to clarify, the Snapchat account is only on the iPad at the mom's house, not on the iPad at the dad's house.
Well, I don't know. That wasn't specified.
Okay.
But I assume that she has the account on both iPads.
Them. Right.
Because she had the iPad at dad's house first, but I think my phone's dying. I'm pretty sure that mom is the one that opened the Snapchat account
for her. Got it. Okay.
So she had the iPad first at dad's, well, but Snapchat.
The other thing
mom.
About this side note, I mean, I know that Facebook does it. I don't know to the extent because I'm frankly just too old, but I know that a lot of these things have age limits or supposedly has. I mean, it's very easy to lie about your age on these things, but like if that's
Just like today I went on the Total Wines website and it was like, were you born before January 13th, 1998? And I was like, yeah. Like I didn't even have to think because some of those, I mean, clearly I look up, I'm the
I
one that
Facebook
makes
is 14. I want to say
the minimum age for the Privacy Act of Snapchat is 13.
Well, it
just Googled.
So my point with that is that, you know, if mom is the one that opened the Snapchat account, mom lied about the daughter's age.
Right.
There is apparently, when you open Snapchat, it asks for your date of birth. If your birth year tells that you're under 13, you are redirected to a kid's version called Snap Kids with a Z.
Oh.
That's good to know.
We will share.
It's probably just because they want to play with the dog filter.
Can we? Is there a
probably
link? Is there a link?
It's an article right now. It's the connectsafely.org is an organization that it gives you like a lot of information about different social media outlets, and it has a whole like little six page little pamphlet on a parent's guide to Snapchat.
Cool. Save that and we can share it.
Yeah.
Next week.
Really interested. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. That's really good to know. Maybe this can help our listener. Maybe.
Yeah, because if you want your kid to...
Because I know Sophie loves Snapchat because of the filters. Like she tells me, Mommy, can I play with Silly Face is what she calls it.
It came out in 2013.
That's really good to know. Good Googling skills, Christy.
This is like stuff that... like. We sit here and we don't just do random stuff and say they're able to use Snap Kids, a version of Snapchat that includes an interface for taking snaps, captioning, drawing, and saving them locally on the device, but does not support sending or receiving snaps or adding friends.
Send me that so I can send it to the listener, please. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I really like that. Next time I have to go to the bathroom with Sophie, I know she won't be sending pictures to people.
I didn't get a picture.
Yeah, send it to me so I can send it to her.
Okay. I'm very intrigued by that.
That's great. I love that. Good Googling skills. Good job.
We have our uses around here.
Yeah.
So, listener, mama, I hope we helped a little bit. I know she and I discussed, and she and I kind of agree a little bit. But yeah, so I hope that we helped. Do you have anything else?
I mean, I have other stuff, but we're probably out of time.
I don't think so. I think we have a little bit of time.
I mean, I have another crazy wedding story, but not a personal one.
Okay.
Sent to me. Let me find it. Una momento, por favor. Please hold. God damn it. I opened the wrong thing. Please take longer. This makes things easy. Oh, I actually had something to bring up, but I'll bring it up next week because it's like another like controversial thing. So I want to, like, we're definitely going to take a lot of time discussing it. So I want to save it for like when we have a little bit more time.
Well, I can tell you a quick little anecdote. Okay. So we haven't really talked about kitties.
I mean, not our own.
But... Not our own. That's what I mean. Like,
Oh, you had a potty training story.
I did have it's a funny little, it's just a moment that we had. So Nathan, I was home on Wednesday, at one point, and we were just home, and you know, he showed like a little bit of like, oh, mama, what's that? Like, he started grabbing the potty because we have the ring, and he was like, mama, and he's like, mama, put, and I was like, oh, okay. So
good
I put
job.
Yeah, so like I put it on the toilet, and I'm like, papa, do you want to you want to try potty today? And he was like, yes. So I was like, okay. So I went and I got him his pull-ups, and I put on his pull-ups, and I was like, okay, now listen, if you want to go, you know, pee pee caca, you have to tell mama. This is not, we went through the whole
Yeah. I did it last week, and we had two accidents in 15 minutes.
Exactly. We went through the whole speech, but I had him in pull-ups, not in underwear.
No, I had him in underwear, and he loves underwear now. Like, as we bought him like all these cute, like we bought him like Ninja Turtles, which are like his favorite thing, and he loves and cars and Mickey Mouse and Spider-Man or whatever. And now he wants to wear underwear, not only underwear over his diaper, but like over his pants, like fucking Quail Man. So Vanessa's laughing from the bathroom.
That's amazing.
Vanessa got up to pee, and she's laughing from the bathroom.
Yeah, but like, so no.
But now I've decided to tell him, like, I'm sorry, I'll let you finish. Now I've decided to tell him, I'm like, you cannot wear underwear unless you're going to go pee pee in the potty. If you're not going to go pee pee in the potty, you don't get underwear.
Yeah, we were going to do the pee pee, like the
Quail Man.
We were going to do the underwear thing, but then we were like, I don't feel like cleaning up pee. So, I just put in the pull-ups on him and stuff like that. And then I was like, okay. And then the potty that we have for him, one of them is, the ring is Thomas. I'm telling you, never watched a
freaking hate,
but
Thomas.
He's never watched an episode of the show. Loves the freaking train. All about the train with the face on it.
Oliver's ever seen it.
Do you remember
the little Thomas?
You know,
toy,
like in the
it.
Like cowboy westerns where they would blow up the bridge, and then the train would just like
fall off.
That's what I want to happen to Thomas.
But like he has no qualms.
Fuck that guy.
He has no idea.
Listen, Alex is not Chuggington. Okay,
yeah.
Chuggington is.
Chuggington a little bit more bearable.
You like Chuggington better than Thomas?
I mean, it's like fucking picking between like rat shit and dog shit. But I mean,
I pick dog shit over rat shit. I'm sorry.
She doesn't have a point. I'd rather pick up dog shit than know that there's a rat shitting, because that means that there's a rat.
Well, whatever. I think Chuggington is a little bit more bearable than Thomas.
Like, I haven't really watched that much.
Just slightly.
I haven't really watched a lot of Thomas. Like, I just
whatever the reverse Sophie's choice is. That's what. That's
I
how
remember.
I, feel about this.
I remember Thomas, like Ringo Starr was on Thomas, like he was the conductor, like when it first started. That's the last time I remember.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's kind of sweet. He was like teeny. It's really funny, but so we set him up and everything, and I'm like, okay, this is the thing, and we put the little step stool, the whole nine yards. I'm like, this is what you need to do, and he's like, yes, mama, yes, mama. That's all I got. Yeah,
I can see that.
This is how I test it.
Nice. So,
Sorry.
Yeah.
Stephanie's really drunk.
And she's slapping herself.
Testing it. by slapping herself in the face.
Kind of amusing.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. M-O-M-M-A-S-A-N-D-M-E-R-L-O-T.
We're getting better at that.
I'm too drunk to spell
that. I can spell. But
it's only taken 18 episodes for somebody else to spell with me.
Yeah, it's all about you. But so, Nathan, like, we got the gist down. It's like, this is what we're going to do. Here's your thing. Okay. So he really, like, is like, okay, mama. He goes, mama, potty. I'm like, okay.
Oh, really? Your says like apparently mine only goes the fucking potty with
no,
the
no, no, no. Did he potty? No. Oh. So,
but he
this
said
is
it.
What he
well,
said.
Well, mine said well,
we
it
were,
too. In all
we were there.
Mine does too.
He walked into the.
Yours actually goes
not with me, only well, with the teacher apparently.
But so we go.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah. So we get into the room. Well, we have not potty trained. There is no potty training, but this is just what happened. So it was funny. So I'm in the room. He's like, mama potty. So I get him and we walk up the little step, I'm like, okay, let's put down your pull-ups. We pull down the pull-ups. He sits down on the potty and I'm like, you good? I'm like, pee pee go in there. And he goes, yes, mama. And I go, okay. And he goes, mama phone. And I go, I hand him the phone. So he gets the phone because he's going to look at like YouTube Kids or something like that.
Right.
He gets the phone. He looks at me. He goes, mama door. He's reaching to close the door of the bathroom.
Has he seen one of you on the toilet with your phone?
And he goes, mama door.
Let's guess who?
And then he goes, I'm like, what, Baba? He goes, close door, mama. And I go, why, Nathan? He goes, mama, close door. Like dada. I have died. I have fallen to the floor and died because my son has gotten onto a toilet, asked for a cell phone, and wanted me to close the door so that he could sit on the toilet and like look at his phone
daddy.
Like his dad.
High five. That's Jeffrey.
Amazing.
High five.
Did he pee? Did he poop? No.
No,
nothing that happened. But the fact that he put those things together.
He's a
smart this is what
kid.
You do on the toilet.
This is what you do on the toilet because he's a creeper and he stares at Jeff and
Link will open the door one of them and
of course. Yeah, oh.
No, Nathan wants Jeff to hug him when
Oliver
Jeff is sitting on the toilet. It's
Oliver
weird.
Does not open the door. He like kicks it open. He
like Van Damme fucking yeah, bicycle
yes,
kicks it open.
Yes, he like comes into the room like, I'm here, motherfucker.
No, lock the
that
door.
That is how he comes into.
I'll lock the door because I'm very particular about
I've
my bathroom time.
I have started doing
I
that.
I don't even like, I know that there are couples that like will be in the bathroom while the other one is going and I can't like that is
Can
where
I please tell you that Neri's new favorite thing? Is while I'm taking a shower, he creeps into the bathroom and takes pictures of me while I'm showering. Like,
what a creep.
That's a fucking weirdo status.
Oh, he's
Neri,
weird.
Hashtag weirdo status. Like, what the fuck?
Dude, he doesn't even like open the curtain. Like, he lifts the phone over the bar and takes like aerial
people
views.
Get arrested for that shit, Neri.
Exactly. But the other day, he
I'm
like
talking to you.
The other day, he opened the curtain and like, I was aware that he was there, so we took a selfie and he's like, can I post this as my profile picture? And I'm like, no, you cannot post it as your profile picture. He's like, but you can't see anything. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
It's
like,
very obvious that I'm naked
like,
right
you can
now.
Clearly tell I'm in the shower, so clearly I'm naked. No, sir.
Well, no. I'm very particular about my bathroom time. Yeah. Like, my bathroom time, like, it's like no, like
well,
no.
That's why I won't have sex in the shower. Like, my shower time. That's how I feel about the shower. My shower time is my time. Do not fucking interrupt my shower.
I don't have sex in the shower because I'm too tall and lanky.
Yeah, I can't have sex in the shower.
There's just too many like working parts. It's I'm excited. It's just
I don't
I have the same problem.
It's but just, there's too much of me. The legs are too long.
On top of all of that, my shower time is like the 10 minutes that I get quiet and I can think and I can hear myself think and it's just about
no
me.
I mean more bathroom like number two.
Well,
like,
yeah,
I'm very,
I get that too, but
like they're like my parents, my we've talked about in the past how close like my parents are. My parents will
have entire conversations and like will take turns on the toilet and continue their conversation. I can't. Like, I can't. Like, no.
But you know what? I was a pooper and goer. Like, I've always been, excuse me for people out there, like, I was always the person that like was like, okay, I gotta go. I go in, I get shit done, and I walk out. Literally. Like, there is no
get shit done.
Like, there's no like, I'm sitting at there like
I
Jeff
have
that
so
like
many
takes
titles.
Like, yeah.
I have so many
I get
titles.
Shit done.
I get shit done.
Not like Jeff that like will sit there for like half an hour if he could. But I realized
David will be in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
But you know what I did realize though? I found the error of my ways. Not because I need more time, but that I realized at some point it's like, I can fucking hide in here.
Yeah.
So now it's like,
why do you think they do
maybe
it?
Maybe I need a little, but no, he did it.
That's why they do it.
But they did it
before. They're hiding from you. He's hiding from you.
Babe, were you hiding from me when we were dating?
They're always hiding from you. They're hiding. That's what they do. That's why they're in there for fucking forever.
And you know that like the kid would just like say hi to dad and then just like walk out.
Well, I'll lock the door and then I'll see fingers under the door.
Have you guys seen, I shared it to the mama's page last week, I think.
The cupboard?
The mom hiding
That's
in the pantry.
It.
Fucking, that video is perfection.
If you haven't seen it on the mama's Facebook, there's a mom that she just goes to have like a snack of some Twizzlers. And
right,
she
because
hides.
She was talking about how, well, this mom, she's a fucking saint because she's a mother to quadruplets.
What?
Yes.
Apparently, yeah.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4?
1, 2, 3, 4 at one time. Dad was out shoveling snow.
How do you breastfeed 4 kids at the same time?
God bless her for having 4 babies and living somewhere where it snows. She,
it's cheaper.
It may be cheaper.
It's always cheaper where it snows.
But that, because you get trapped in your fucking house and there's nothing else to do. She has 4 kids. In a place where you get trapped inside of your home. So her husband's out shoveling the snow and she goes to hide in the pantry to have a Twizzler.
And how old are these quadruplets?
They're still toddlers.
Little.
They're 2 or under based on the video because you can barely see the kid.
Yeah. She said like, hi. So there was verbal.
Like,
they were verbal.
She's like, I'm hiding. Yeah, they're verbal, but they're still
so
like,
yeah,
they're
so
like two and a half is pushing it, but they're probably under 2. She's like trying to eat her Twizzler, trying to hide from her kids, and you hear them like making noise in the background. And she's
like the zombies in Walking Dead, like clawing at the door.
Pretty much, she puts the phone to the bottom of the door, and you see a face. You haven't seen it?
No.
Steph hasn't seen it. You see a face, and it's a kid. It's one child, and the child's like, "Hi, mama," Seriously, like, it was captioned motherhood in 38 seconds, and that is exactly what it is hiding from your kids.
In the Sex and the City movie, remember Charlotte walked into the pantry and closed the door so she could cry because she couldn't cry in front of the kids.
I mean, I've done that. Nary's traveling right now, this time when he left, probably because I'm hormonal this week, as soon as I locked the door, I started crying. So, like, Sophie was sitting on the couch. I closed the door. I, like, turned the opposite direction away from her. Like, so the couch was to my right. So I turned to the left and I walked to my room. And I sat in my room and I cried. And I'm like, I don't fucking cry. I never cry when Nary leaves. And I cried this time, but I was, like, hiding in my room so she wouldn't see me crying.
Why did I almost cry this week? I don't know.
I cried a lot this week.
Yeah, I cried
a lot. Fuck my job.
Not because of your job, but because of our current climate, there's plenty of reasons to cry this week.
Oh, I know why I almost cried, but it's one of the reasons where I allow myself to cry, so it's okay.
Was it a movie?
It wasn't technically was a movie.
Was it for the downfall of society?
I cry for that a lot.
No, I've already accepted that's happening, and I'm just, David and I have decided we're just going to move to a small desolate island.
Geek Bro Commune?
Yeah, Geek Bro Commune.
Geek Bro Commune needs to happen.
Sorry. That's my foot. Yeah, it's my foot.
Can we become warm? Can we become our own country?
Geeklandia?
Like
Family Guy. No, the only reason that
Geektopia.
I almost cried. But again, it's under one of the circumstances in which I always have to cry, which is musical theater. I discovered that there was one of these, like, I may or may not have illegally streamed
film or found a website where you can illegally stream films. This may or may not have happened.
You could have kept that to yourself.
Allegedly.
Guys, I'm drunk.
And back in September, I'm going to try to make this quick. Back in September, the Fathom events and the movies, mm-hmm. it's like a special like one night showing of like, and they do a lot of them of like opera.
Where do they show them?
At like movie theaters.
I went to a showing at Cinebistro.
I see those previews all the time and then I never. They do,
in the movie theater like you're sitting in usually has it.
That reminds me around my birthday. They're doing Newsies.
I know, but I don't like the Newsies, so whatever.
Shut your face.
Christy wants to be a Newsie, remember?
I know, I know. I heard that part. To where I said it, I'm like, oh, she wants to be a Newsie in my head to myself as Jeff was saying it on the podcast, like at the exact moment.
Guys, you can check out Christy an episode of Geekmore, the DreamWorks Animated Mountain. Check it out.
But anyway, I actually got on that website because I had just listened to that episode and I wanted to watch some DreamWorks movies.
Right.
But then I discovered that this website had the Fathom Events 25th anniversary performance of Miss Saigon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the few musicals that I know very little about, but I had always heard a lot about it. And it's by the same writers of Les Miserables and the same producer of Phantom of the Opera.
Les Miserables.
So it's like one of these epic musicals that's like super famous, but I just didn't know a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was enthralled and I sat there and I watched it like start to finish. And like there were like a good two or three times where I almost cried. And the only reason I didn't is because I was at my office and I was just having a lazy day. And every time I was at like a really deep, intense moment, the phone would ring.
Of course.
So I got like sucked out of it. So then I had to get back in there. But if you can somehow, I know it's for, and then I did all this research of like where you can get it or whatever. It's for sale in the UK. So, but it's not for sale in the United States. If you can in the UK, because it's the London cast that's coming to Broadway now in March.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to tour it. So if you're in the UK, if we have any UK listeners, number one, Christy wants to visit you. Number two,
if you can put us up in your home.
Number two, if you can put us up in your home so we can interview J.K. Rowling, that would be great. Number three, if you can get your hands on the 25th anniversary performance of Miss Saigon, it was fucking incredible. I was blown away. It's like Phantom of the Opera was impressive because they put dropped a chandelier onto stage. There's a fucking helicopter on stage in Miss Saigon, like a fucking full fucking helicopter. So that's insanity. Anyway, but that's why I almost cried. End scene.
By the way, UK fans, anybody out there?
Who?
The UK fans?
Oh, UK.
I don't know if we have UK fans.
Listen, I'm going to try this. Or anybody out there, there is such a thing now as Oreo cream-filled Cadbury eggs.
Yeah, they sell them here.
No, they don't. They're only being released in the UK. We need somebody with connections.
You can't buy them on Amazon?
Mm-mm.
No, but I found out because the UK Amazon has the DVD of the Miss Saigon performance. And if, number one, DVDs are region blocked. So even if I could buy it on the UK Amazon, it wouldn't work on anything here. Number one. But number two, if you can't buy something on UK Amazon because it won't ship to the United States. So you can buy it, but then how would you get it? So anyway, I think that might bring us to the, anybody else have anything?
Well, I have a funny story about Oliver real quick.
Okay.
There's this product called, I can't remember the name, but it's from Crayola and it's like these bath drops, like color drops that change the color of the water. I've heard you say
that you use them.
Yeah. Sophie, she loves them. So I recently bought like a bigger jar from Target and the other day I gave Oliver a bath and I completely forgot that I had bought the jar and I remembered two or three days ago and I'm like, okay, I'll give them to Oliver so he can try it. So I open the jar for him and I give him, it's like, they're like mini bath bombs for kids and all I do is change the color of the water. They come in red, blue and yellow, the primary colors.
Red seems like it would be dangerous.
Why?
I don't know, because I didn't feel like there's blood in the water.
Well, I mean, I read the reviews and like some of the parents were like, oh, but the red is like really disturbing. And I'm like, when you put the red, it turns the water pink. It's not even like a true red. Okay. It looks pink. They're like, oh, it's so disturbing because it looks like blood. And I'm like, you need a kick in the ass because it's pink. So I'm like, you know, Oliver's never done this. So I gave him a blue little tab. It's a teeny tiny little tab. It's like a little bit bigger than an Advil maybe. Mm-hmm. They're small. So I gave it to him and I'm like trying, as I'm like telling him, throw it in the water. He's trying to put it in his mouth. And I'm like, no.
So you can have blue poop?
It sounds about right.
It touched his lip. So he had a little blue dot on his lip. So I'm like, no. Pon en el agua. Put it in the water. So he like threw it in the water. And then I gave him a red, I think, to turn the water purple. And he threw it. And he was like amazed at the water. Like at them like fizzing. Because it looks like a bath bomb. They're
like just, an Alka-Seltzer kind?
Yeah, it's kind of like an Alka-Seltzer. It like fizzes and then it dyes the water. It's a really cool product. It doesn't stain the bathtub. Once it dilutes, if it like splashes a little bit, the splash might stain because it's a little more concentrated color. But once it dilutes completely and fills the tub, it doesn't stain the tub. So he threw the two little drops.
If you rip my leggings,
you're allowed to kick her.
Lady's being a bee.
No, she's not.
She just bought these leggings.
Thirsty.
She's trying to get attention. So I gave him the two little drops. He threw the little drops in the water. He's like watching them amazed. I tried to put him in the tub and he was fucking terrified.
Of colored water?
Of the water. He locked his body so tight that like I tried to pick him up, that like he dragged his toes against the side of the tub, that I had to lift him over my head almost to get him into the water. And he's screaming, like hysterical crying the whole time. I had to give him such a quick bath, I couldn't even wash his hair. Like it would have taken too long to wash his hair and I didn't want him crying for that long. But he was like standing there rigid, and every time I tried to move him to like turn around so I could clean the other side of his body, would scream louder because he thought I was trying to sit him
in like lava water
in the color water that he created. He did it. It's not like he walked in and the water was purple. Why don't you try it, like,
while he's already in the water next time?
Maybe. I'll try that next time. But it made me giggle because I'm like, you did it.
You saw it happen.
You saw it happen. You didn't see mommy throw the little drop. You threw the little drop. You tried to eat the little drop. And he like flipped the fuck out. And I was not expecting that because Sophie loved it so much that I thought he would like it too. And the next day when I gave him a bath, I showed him, I was like, puppy, like, do you want this? And he was like, no quiere, no quiere. And I was like, okay. So I put it away, but he was not having it. And it's funny now. I felt bad at the moment, but it's funny now because he was so scared of something that I thought was so fun.
Well,
kids are surprising. They're surprising little creatures. So yeah, that was it. That was my fun little story for the week. Interesting.
Well, for the second time in the midst of the potty training madness, and where Link doesn't listen to me, he has pooped in the potty with his father, but not with me. But whatever.
Of course. Because why would... I mean, we were talking about this earlier. I spoke with Oliver's teacher today, and I've been reading his reports for like the last couple of days. And every day for about the last week or so, it's been saying that he goes pee in the potty. And I talked to the teacher this morning, and I'm like, is he actually peeing in the potty? And she was like, yeah, because when it comes to diaper change time, he's dry. So I sit him on the potty and he goes. And I'm like, well, how do you do that? Because when I put him on the potty at home, he either just looks at me and does nothing, or he screams like somebody's killing him. And she's like, he just does it. And then the one good piece of news that she gave me today was that she says that he holds it well. Like, he holds it in for a long time. And she said that's good because that means that he's going to be easier to potty train. Mm-hmm. Which, if that's true, like, thank the Lord, because Sophie was...
Well, I feel like Link holds it a while. But then the other day we had two accidents within half an hour.
That's just the way kids are. Because Sophie was the same. She could wear her diapers for 3 hours and have a dry diaper.
Like, sometimes I'll go,
and
like,
the moment you take them off and you put her underwear, she's peed them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just like, that's just like the way they are.
The day that I went to volunteer for Link's Christmas party, towards the end of the day, the teacher was like, oh, like, they don't nap on early dismissal days, and that day was an early dismissal day. But she played the music. They play like calming music for them to get them to rest for nap time. The second that those kids, that music started, every single one of those kids put their head down on the table.
Oh.
And I was like, how do you do this?
what kind of sorcery? That's how I feel.
Magic.
When I see pictures of the kids at school and they're all sitting around a table, I'm like, how do you do that?
When my kid walks in the mornings and hands my mom the phone and goes, bye, Leila, and walks to the teacher and walks inside, I'm like, how the fuck did she just...
I don't understand. I don't understand.
I don't get it.
I really don't.
So then I told the teacher that day, I'm like, please give me this playlist or this CD or whatever the hell it is that you use. Because, are you taking a selfie?
No, I have like a bump on my neck and I'm trying to see what it is.
No. It looks like you're taking a selfie.
I know, I'm not taking a picture.
I was like, I need the CD because to get him to nap is like pulling teeth. It's like wrestling an alligator. But anyway.
Yeah, but like that's how, I see pictures of Oliver just like sitting in his place, like coloring his paper or like doing whatever, and I'm like, how? Because when we have dinner at home, he gets up 18 times in 20 minutes. Yeah. I don't,
that's my life.
Like, how I don't understand how they keep them still.
I've given up trying to figure it out, because the stuff that she is able to make him do, their teachers are
witches.
Well, teachers, you are saints.
Still, like when we're eating or whatever, like he'll stay in his seat. Like, that's
No, Nathan.
Most of the time.
Sophie does now.
It's not foolproof. But.
Sophie does now that she's five. At two, she didn't.
No, these kids are... It's sorcery. Sorcery.
Something magic. Get pump things into
Go teachers, you guys are the bomb.
Yep. You can check us out at...
I think we're good. I'll save what I have for next week, if anything, because I have like a little thing that I found that was kind of cool. But,
I haven't written anything down this week.
I can throw it out. I'll just throw it in. So it's really quick, actually. It's no discussion. Hooters.
Oh, what the angel shot?
The angel shot. You've heard about that?
Was that Hooters?
It's a couple of bars have adopted it.
A couple of bars have adopted it, but Hooters had like a... is the one that like it's going around on social media with their letterhead on it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if you are on a date...
that you don't feel comfortable.
And you do not feel comfortable.
Yeah, I read the story. I haven't seen that it's Hooters.
Yeah, like the one that I saw came Hooters from Hooters. The other day. Yeah.
Why you would agree to go to on a date to Hooters is beyond me, but you know.
Their fries are good.
Their fries are good. They have curly fries.
Really good fries. And they have...
And their wings are good, too.
And they have fried pickles.
They do.
It makes me happy. And I guess that's like the big test. Like you get to a date with a guy to Hooters, and if he actually pays attention to you and not the Hooters, just saying. But apparently, for those of you who have not found this yet, there's this thing called the angel shot. If you walk up to the bar, if you're feeling unsafe or just not comfortable with the date that you're on, and you just don't know how to get out of it, you don't have a phone a friend, you don't have an exit strategy, which you always should for a blind date or any date, you walk up to the bar, and if you order a angel shot neat, the bartender will help escort you to the car. If you order the angel shot with ice, your bartender will call you an Uber or Lyft And if you say an angel shot with lime, your bartender will actually take that as a cue to call the cops.
Right.
So it's just good to know that you're not alone.
Yeah.
Right. Like there's somebody that you can reach out to in a covert way.
Yeah. And in this world that online dating is a thing. It's very common. It's not. It shouldn't be stigmatized. It's the way people meet. Yeah. Yeah. It shouldn't be a thing, a stigma, you know, like, oh my God, I can't believe you found somebody. It's a thing. It's how people do. People date Tinder, you know, different matchmaking sites, right. Plenty of Fish.
But
you
even
know.
Facebook.
Facebook says Vanessa, the person that, you know, met on MySpace. But like, exactly. So it's not, it shouldn't be a bad thing, but they don't all go well.
Right.
And even though ladies always have an exit strategy, have that friend that's supposed to text you or give you a call and tell you that something horrible has happened at home and you must rush home right now, 20 minutes into your date. And then if it's all good, you can just play off the no. Oh, that's great. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And it's all good.
Right.
But, you know, it's good to know there's something
out
there.
Although I have to wonder, we should ask this whenever Mike comes back.
Dude, you and I are like on the same page because I'm like,
I'm just wondering, when Mike
I was like, this
back,
is something we should have talked about with Mike.
If you, as a man, hear the, hey, is everything okay call? Like, you have to know.
Right. You have to know that,
that
like,
this is not going well. It is.
Well, no. If then they say, oh, I gotta go, it's not going well. If they say, oh, no, it's fine, I'll talk to you tomorrow, it has to give them a little bit of a, oh shit, I did good.
But I feel like Now that we have texts, you don't even have to make a phone call. You don't even have to have somebody actually call you. You could just be, oh, I just got a text, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Like, nobody has to actually call you.
But I guess, like, I don't know about you, but like, if I get a text, oh, something's gone on, I gotta go, I'm gonna be like, nah. If I get like, oh my God, somebody called you?
Yeah.
You needs to go. Like, that's
a call. If somebody took the effort to call you as opposed to text you, then yeah, you have to go.
I don't think anybody's gonna tell you, like, somebody's in the hospital. Like, but
honestly, think about what you just said. If, like, somebody made the effort to call you, making a call is 1,000 times easier than actually texting.
No, I gotta talk to you.
But no, but, like, a text.
The fact that you have to have the interaction with an actual human being.
I have to have the interaction. I gotta listen to you with the possibility that you want to talk back.
But, like, a text actually, you have to, like, with your thumbs, like, it takes
there
more energy.
I guess. Yes, but I can avoid you if I don't like the answer.
Also, but if there's an emergency.
I also find it much easier to, like, if I have, like, one quick question, like, I'm not going to call you. I'll just text you.
Obviously.
Because then it's like, I not only got to ask you the question, I'm going to have to hear about, oh, how you doing, this is that. Because
right, I don't want to hear about interest. Your mom.
I'm going to have to feign interest in your life.
I don't
want to
know how your day's going.
Whereas I could just text you and ask you what I need to ask you and
I
then
know.
Be on
but
your merry way.
We know it's sad. That's why we're joking about it. It's
I
sad.
Know. It just makes me laugh. Like a
Alexander Graham Bell would be so disappointed in us.
He worked so hard. I did this for you. I was counting on you.
I believed in you. But I can't.
Guys, like, we're drunk.
We're drunk. Sorry. This is where our rational minds are just like,
crapola. I think we need to...
Okay, so let's talk about the wine.
Cut it out.
Oh.
Wow, you went there.
You went out of control.
Cut it.
You went Uncle Joey like.
I went Uncle Joey.
But
cut
like Joey
out.
Like when Dave Coulier was on.
Has someone else ever played Uncle fucking
you
Joey?
You know what I mean? Before he was Uncle Joey, when he was Dave Coulier on Out of Control.
He did cut it out on fucking Full
well,
House.
Before
too.
That, it was. Okay, sorry, I'm old.
I was just about to say,
I don't
like,
remember any. I don't remember before Full House. I'm as old as the Olsen twins. I don't remember before Full House.
Yeah, okay, well, before Full House, There was a world called Nickelodeon. And on Nickelodeon.
I had Nickelodeon too.
They had You Can't Do That on Television.
Yes, I know
and
that.
And the other show was Out of Control. And the host of Out of Control was Dave Coulier.
Well, I don't remember that show. I remember You Can't Do That on Television, but I don't remember that.
It's a fucking hysterical show. He introduced me to Red Hot Chili Peppers on that show.
Guys, I can't see straight.
So. No, I can't either.
Oh,
we
shit.
Stop.
Okay, so FYI, fancy wine gets us drunk.
Totes hammered.
Welcome to Mom's. And
Stephanie almost just fell off the couch.
Looking for Oreos. So,
Merques de
Heredores del Marqués de Riscal.
Herederos.
Okay, sure.
Herederos del Marqués de Riscal, Rioja Reserva 2009.
You are Hispanic. Go you.
Can still say things correctly?
I can.
She's just knows Spanish better.
It's my first language, peeps.
True.
Yeah.
It is fantastic.
It really was nice.
Totally worth. Honestly, totally worth the cost.
Totally worth the cost.
So smooth, yet still a little bit dry.
Really nice, bold, like.
I've had this before. It's very good.
It was nice. I'm pretty sure
I've had it before too. It's one of my dad's favorites. Again, he's the one that recommended it.
I think I'm gonna buy a bottle for my house. Like, that's how much I enjoyed this.
Totes. Buy it from Total Wine.
We will post a photo so with course, our drink with always. Us, so you will see what the Hispanic. I mean the Spanish. Wow, the Spanish that we are speaking right now is the title.
I can say it in English, Marqués de Riscal. The Riscal.
It doesn't sound as like. It doesn't sound expensive.
Marqués de Riscal.
Yeah, see, that just sounds fancy.
So fancy.
That sounds fancy.
Stephanie's just eating her Oreos. She's in her little couch.
I gotta
corner.
Go throw away my Oreo shells. Before
disgusting.
Because before the dogs eat them.
No, forget the dogs. I don't want to deal with the strange chance that I leave them inside
and Neri eats them.
And Neri eats them, and then I have like another issue of Neri eating like food that somebody has like
licked.
FYI, really quick statement. My kid ate a cracker with butter on it, licked
bread.
All the
no, bread. No, it was bread. It was a little piece of Cuban bread, and he licked all the butter off of it.
And put it back on the Camino plate.
And then Neri ate the soggy bread.
He's not happy about
it's
this.
It's been months.
He's
it's
still
been months,
off about
and he's still salty.
He's still mad at my kid. He's mad at a three-year-old. And he's I understand.
No, he's not mad at the three-year-old. He's mad at the three moms who left it on the plate for him to eat it.
I will prefer to say he's mad at the three-year-old.
Oh, poor Nathan.
As a comedian, Neri will appreciate this because it's funnier. But hey, in my defense, I don't remember seeing it happen.
I saw it happen.
I didn't see it happen, but I saw
Nathan
bread.
Lick it. I saw Nathan put it back on the plate, and I saw Neri picked it up and eat it.
You actually saw him eat it?
Yes.
I saw the bread, and
it was like one of those moments where I was like, wait, don't do that. But like, you couldn't get the words out fast enough. So I was just like, okay, it's already
happened. It happened.
It happened. I'm just going to pretend.
I remember seeing the bread, and I remember thinking there's something wrong with that piece of bread.
So, Neri, it wasn't mine.
We really need to stop. This is getting crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is fun. I'm sure people, if you're enjoying our drunken laughter and our rambling, and send us an email.
Yeah. If you like
Mama's
us off
Merlot
the rails,
at gmail.com.
Review us, but only positive reviews. 5 stars. Don't be salty.
Listen, if you're going to be salty, keep it to yourself.
If you're going
to
be salty, go ahead and
comment your saltiness, but still give us 5 stars.
Still give us 5 stars.
Yeah, do that. Listen.
Yes.
Please, give us a critique. We can learn and we can change.
But
we are trying hard to not speak over each other.
But don't be mean.
But don't
and
be mean.
Give us like a 1 star. That's rude.
That is. Don't be rude. Sophie will tell you, don't be rude. just give us the 5 stars, man. We want to be featured again.
Seriously.
Did you
we
just
love you
drop
all.
A cookie in your boobs?
Everything falls on my boobs.
Well, I mean, that's what they're there for, to catch shit. Snacks for later.
But yes, you. Like we mentioned earlier on, because before we're going just totally off the rails for the next like 20 minutes, I'm sorry, people. So
why are you sorry? They're loving it.
They're loving it. That's somebody's logo.
McDonald's.
We're gonna get sued.
See, I said somebody. Vanessa's gotta go all and like call.
Well, you didn't say anything that's gonna get us sued. You said where? It's I'm.
Well, if so we call we're this good. Podcast. I don't know what push by Sapphire.
I'm loving it. Push, no,
well, I'm loving push by Sapphire. Call it the one where Steph interrupts us, but okay.
I didn't interrupt you that much.
She did good once, didn't she?
There are episodes where it's been worse.
This is true.
I think she did better this episode.
She did.
We
she
could
did
call good. It the episode where Steph may interrupt us based on
a novel by Sapphire.
Novel push by Sapphire.
That is not going to be an old joke. That is going to last for a while. Sorry, folks. So, if you are interested, and you if you are interested,
you should drink this wine.
Yeah, this one was.
It'll get you drunk.
It's been. I think it's been a while that anything's gotten us like this.
You mean 2 weeks since Mike's been here?
No, that was different. That was, I was, because it wasn't the wine. It was because we had to like overcompensate drinking because of him.
Ooh.
Because no, girl, because we had three bottles.
Oh.
We had three bottles of wine and no help from the fourth.
Mike, how dare you?
How dare you? Next time we gotta get him like either beer or something so that like.
But he has kidney issues.
Oh, that's right.
Whatever.
Yeah. We gotta figure something out. Oh, just buy two bottles and screw it. He doesn't have to
seriously
drink.
Next time we'll just tell him to bring two bottles and he can drink water.
Yeah, seriously.
I like how we're saying next time. Like, he's already coming back. All right.
Okay, you can follow us on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at Mamas and Merlot.
MMASANDMERLOT.
MamasandMerlot@gmail.com. You can email us and get a part of this craziness. Get to be a part of this nuts.
Head over.
Yeah.
You get to be a part of
this nuts.
These nuts.
Head over to Etsy.com.
Yes, soon our Etsy shop will be up and running, hopefully very, very soon.
Go over to Etsy to Mamas and Merlot on Etsy and favorite our shop. And once we have merch up, you will be notified. It should be shortly. We did post on Instagram and Facebook Live and Snapchat our wine glasses that we already have that we can start selling pretty soon. But we take any sort of suggestions or requests and we can see what we can do.
So thanks for checking us out, guys, and cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.